people that are older, they're grandmothers that share their secret recipes, the grandpa that tells heartfelt stories of a much more simpler time. They're our living link to the past and a vital part of our future. While most are cherished, sadly, many are abused. Shining Care is providing an opportunity for our community to promote a better understanding of abuse and neglect of older persons by raising awareness and providing invaluable information during the free webinar on June 26th, 11 a.m. to 1:30, featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood and an interactive panel of local experts and officials. Topics including tips on elder abuse prevention for people of all ages, how to reduce the risk of elder abuse culled from his extensive criminal prosecution of felony elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation, plus info on COVID-19 scams, self-isolation with an older adult loved one, and the pent-up frustrations, and much more. Registration at shiningcare.org/events or 232-5543. Sponsored by PS2 Agency on Aging, Ombudsman, Cornerstone Community Bank, My Umbrella Marketing, and Marquis Shasta.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Select Blinds and Arrow Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your summer projects. If there's a DIY on your to-do list, give us a call. Let's talk about it. We'll help you get it done once, help you get it done right, and you can just move on with the rest of your summer day. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. You can also post your question at MoneyPit.com or on Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Well, summer marks the riskiest time of year for pool drownings, which is actually the leading cause of death with young children. So we want to do something about that today by explaining the best way to back up parental supervision and keep your kids safe. It's a pool safety approach called Layers of Protection, and we'll review it in just a bit.
Plus, replacing your front door is a project that can increase both your home's value and its curb appeal. We're going to share some tips on how you can get that project done.
And if you're ready for an easy indoor decor project, adding new blinds can be just that. But when you measure your windows to order, there are two mounting options to consider, inside versus outside. Both look great, but one might be a better choice for you. We'll tell you how to decide.
And you guys, this is the last week to enter our DIY Dad giveaway. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners. Check out all the details at MoneyPit.com.
But first, we want to know what you want to know, so give us a call right now. Let's talk about your home improvement, your home decor, your home remodeling project. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kay from South Carolina is on the line joining us and needs some help renovating an older home. Tell us about it.
We have a property that in the neighborhood, it's going through a regentrification. The home hasn't been lived in over 7 years. And I'm trying to troubleshoot what will it take to get that house back up and running.
Okay.
What steps do I need to check to take to start to evaluate where my costs are going to be?
So you say nobody's in it now. Have the utilities been on, or has it been completely vacant with no utilities?
Completely vacant, no utilities.
There's a number of things that you want to do with a house at this stage. The first thing I might consider doing to kind of give you a good overall sense as to what it's going to take is to hire a professional home inspector to do an inspection of that home and explain that you're trying to identify what kinds of work it's going to need so that you could either remodel it yourself or sell it or whatever your intentions are for this
place.
Can
you do that at this point, Tom, with none of the utilities on?
Yeah, that's a good point. It's going to be challenging because part of the issue is going to be, you know, utilities are off. Do we know if it was all the pipes were properly drained before that happened, or we can have big surprises when the water's turned back on or the gas is turned back on. So yes, the inspector is not going to be able to tell you everything, but considering that this house has been vacant for so long, I think you might be able to get a good sense as to where you're going in terms of next steps and identify what the biggest projects are. And then, you know, once you kind of know where you're going with that, you could consider hiring an architect to help you plan the renovation. If it needs a lot of work, I would recommend that because an architect can look big picture and make sure that, you know, whatever you're going to do that is going to be consistent with whatever budget you want to put out for it. And then also, of course, you need to have a sense as to what the value is so you can make that cost analysis in terms of whether it's worthy of putting in whatever, however number of dollars, you know, you have to put in there to kind of fix this place up. But just to kind of get you started, since you don't really have a baseline here, I think it'll be well worth $300 or $400 to hire a professional home inspector. I would recommend that you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That is homeinspector.org is their website. And those guys, if they're certified members of ASHI, is the acronym, the American Society of Home Inspectors, that's going to be sort of the cream of the crop, the better inspectors in your area. You can enter a zip code and get presented with a list of inspectors, and you can call and speak with them and find one that you feel like you can connect with that can address this issue. But then you'll have a much better idea of what you're getting involved with here. You won't know it all, but I think you'll be much farther along.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Now we've got Daryl from New Jersey on the line who's got a question about a porch. What's going on?
This house has a wraparound porch, and I'm redoing the porch because a lot of it's rotted. It's probably about 3 feet off the ground. Do I need to add in any kind of vapor barrier underneath the porch?
You don't have to add a vapor barrier under a porch. It's wise to put a vapor barrier in a crawl space, but under a porch, it's usually wide open anyway. I don't know how you're going to finish off the outside, but if you're going to use lattice or skirting.
Yeah, lattice.
You know, when it comes to lattice, if you purchase a wood lattice, that can be very time consuming to maintain. There's a product out that's fairly new by Trex. Their website is Trex Lattice Works. Plural, TrexLatticeWorks.com. And what's cool about this stuff is it's absolutely gorgeous, and it's made of composite, which means it's never going to need to be painted. It comes in white and black. It comes in the sort of standard checkerboard look and also has some different patterns. And if I was redoing my porch today, that's what I would use because that lattice is a tough area to have to maintain because it's, you know, close to the ground and because it's damp down there. So I think composite's a really good choice for that, and it would be worth investing in a product like that.
Great. Thank you so much. Love your show. Really appreciate the help.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Give us a call anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're working on our homes. You're working on your homes. Let us help you get that job done right the first time so you can actually get outside and enjoy the weather.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, pool safety is a big job, and nothing can be a substitute for keeping a close eye on kids around a pool. But there's one very important thing you can do to back up that parental supervision. We'll share that important tip when The Money Pit returns.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more.
Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I gotta tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's wildalaskancompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish. Every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious. And Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, MoneyPit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MoneyPit at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MoneyPit at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Available at MoneyPit.com. Also, you can head on over to MoneyPit.com and subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time, and we are so pleased to be able to help you with your projects. You can listen at your convenience. Just go to MoneyPit.com and sign up today.
Well, to celebrate Dad, we've got our sweepstakes DIY Dad giveaway. And this is the last week you can enter to win some tools for Dad. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
Each set's worth $120. It includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow staple gun, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun. These tools are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and they're going to give your dad years of use.
That's right. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and be sure to take advantage of the many ways that you can earn some extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Now, the sweepstakes ends Sunday night at midnight, so enter now at MoneyPit.com.
Jackie in Illinois is looking for some small garden decor tips. What's going on? Tell us about your space.
I had just purchased my home. It'll be a year, the second of next month, and my yard is big enough for me, but yet small enough for anybody else. What I would like to do is put like a garden area up along the west side of my fence without having to dig the yard up and make the yard look real tacky. Do you have any hints, suggestions, ideas?
So you have a fence along this one wall. You want to put a garden or a flower bed in front of that. What is the rest of the space?
Well, it's my backyard is fenced in, and from my garage, which is on the east side of the property, clear to the west side, I get plenty of sunlight.
Okay, but is it grass? Is it patio?
The biggest portion of the yard is grass. I've got, like, a small patio area, like, right next to the garage. And if I could just put, like, a flower bed or a place that I can put, like, a small garden, is what I would like to do. I kind of like to use the landscape lumber, but I don't know how much to get or how to go about putting it up.
All right. Well, my first thought, since you've got this patio area in front of the garage, and the garage is probably just, you know, a blank wall of whatever the siding material is, my first thought is to do a great little seating area in front of there. And you need to think about, you know, are you looking to sit at a table or do you want to sit at, like, you know, a small settee, you know, a little couch area with a chair? So think about how you would like to use that space. Are you looking for eating and entertaining or more like lounging and relaxing?
Mainly like eating and entertaining.
Yeah, so definitely a table umbrella, some chairs there. That's great and does not have to cost a ton of money. I mean, you can find some at home centers, you know, department stores that specialize in home decor for very affordable amounts. Now, on that back wall with the garage that's kind of, you know, lackluster, you can either do a trellis with some potted plants on either side with a climber like a clematis or an ivy or a night-blooming jasmine, something that will sort of grow up and out of the pots and onto the trellis. You know, I did this on the side of my garage with two potted clematis, and I have this beautiful, you know, wrought iron trellis that I found that I've put, you know, twinkling white Christmas lights on, and the clematis sort of takes over it in the summer months and blooms and smells fantastic, and it's just lovely to sit in front of. You can do something like that very inexpensively and very easily as well. Now, as far as a flower bed on the opposite side, I mean, you're really not going to sacrifice that much yard space if you do dig up a portion of that lawn. And that really is the best way to do it, to create a flower bed. And what you can do is you can use either that, you know, landscaping lumber or even stones, river rock or, you know, field stones stacked up to create a little wall for a flower bed. Just remove that layer of grass, fill it in with potting soil, and plant away. And that really is a great way to create a flower bed. And if you go sort of creatively with your shape and edge it a bit, you're not giving up that much lawn space.
I thank you so much for your help, and I greatly appreciate it.
Well, if you have kids and you have a pool, you know that pool safety is a big job. And while nothing can be a substitute for you keeping a close eye on your kids around the pool, there is one very important thing that you can do to back up parental supervision. Now, it's an approach that's called layers of protection. And it's essentially just that. It's multiple ways to keep your kids away from the pool when no one is watching. And it includes fences, pool covers, and alarms.
Yep. So first, let's talk about fences, because when they're properly designed and installed, they are by far the most effective deterrent against drowning. But pool fence, it's actually quite different than any other type of fence. First, it's got to be four-sided, of course, completely surround the pool, and be at least 4 feet high. But it also must be what's called non-climbable, because, for example, you can't use a standard chain link fence because the holes, the squares, the space, it's just too big, and kids can slip a toe in there and climb it. Instead, you need a special type of chain link with smaller openings. So these fences are designed specifically to be around pools, and they, whether they're chain link or whether they're another type of fence, they are designed so kids cannot climb them. Very important.
Now, that's super important, and especially when it comes to a fence, you got to have a gate, and the gate tends to be the weakest link in all of that pool fencing. So your gate has to be self-closing and self-latching. That means it's going to slam shut if it's left open, and those gate latches should be mounted at least 54 inches off the ground and have child-proof release mechanisms so that the kid can't just reach up and let themselves in. Now, pool covers, those are also really good at giving you maximum amounts of protection, really next to the fence. Now, your best option is an automatic pool cover, and you can use it between swims rather than only at the end of the season. The covers are motor-driven, and with the flick of a switch, they automatically creep across the pool and seal out access to the water.
So let's shift now to talk about the alarms. There are pool alarms, door alarms, and fence alarms, and they're all very, very important. So let's talk about a combination that works for you. First off, the door alarms. These are battery-powered. They're installed on exterior doors leading to the pool. Now, if the door is open without depressing this childproof bypass button that they all have, the alarm is going to sound within 7 seconds, and it stays on until it's disabled by an adult. The alarm's also effective in preventing an adult from leaving a door open. If the door's open for more than 10 seconds, it's also going to ring. So they're very, very important, especially in cases where you don't have a fence on four sides. Sometimes folks only have a fence on three sides of the house, and the house itself becomes that the fourth wall of the fence. Well, if it's going to be a fence, it's got to be alarmed, right? Very important.
Now, aside from those door alarms, that gate on your fence, that should also be alarmed, and they make those for the fence gates as well, and that's going to give you an added layer of protection and function the same way. If it's opened, it's going to sound. Now, another alarm you can have is a pool alarm, and pool alarms are designed to detect the splash that occurs if a child falls into the pool. Now, a CPSC study is looking at three types of pool alarms and found that the best performers were underwater alarms compared to the less less reliable options of floating pool alarms or wristband alarms that are worn by the children. Now, when you're purchasing a pool alarm, you always want to buy the type that includes a remote receiver alarm so that you can monitor the pool from inside your home, even with the door closed or the air conditioning on.
Now, just keep in mind that while pool alarms might provide emergency notification if a kid does fall in, none of these are substitutes for fences or covers or any other type of protective measure, including you. You are the number one protective measure for keeping kids safe. So while these are great backups, you really need to focus on your ability to keep an eye on those kids when they are around those pools. 888-666-3974. Give us a call right now. We'd love to chat with you about your next home improvement project.
Thurman in Massachusetts is on the line and needs some help with a garage floor. What's going on, Thurman?
Well, yes, I've seen some interesting pictures of very snazzy looking tiling on floors of the garage. Of course, this wouldn't be ceramic tile. These are special, usually rather thin tiles. And I just wondered if you've experienced with them or had any recommendations of what to look for.
Sure. I actually put garage floor tile down in my garage, which sort of doubles as my studio, last summer. And I used a product called Lock Tile. It looks a bit like a puzzle piece. They're about 20 by 20, and they have a puzzle edge on them. And you lay them down on top of the concrete floor. They snap together, so to speak, and there's a transition strip for where the door goes. I'm really happy with the look and the durability of them. I did have one issue with what's called flashing, which means when they make the tile, they overpoured some of the joints, so you have a little bit of extra material that comes out that you have to clean off. So that took me a little while in terms of the installation. But I think the product worked very well. You know, that's one option for garage floors. You also have different types of mats. Some are more durable than others that you can lay down. And then, of course, you've got a wide range of epoxy floorings to choose from. And those are really the options. What are you using this for mostly? Is it a space that you're working in, or are you just looking for a place for the car? Or?
It really is a garage, and I have a lot of other things in there. But I just thought it would look nice because I do have the garage is has a ceiling and is painted. And, you know, it looks kind of nice anyway. So I thought I would just stand it up.
Do you actually keep your car in there?
Yes, I actually do.
All right. There you go. You're unlike many across the country, including myself, who do more work in the garage than keep our cars in there. I will tell you that with some of the tile products, you have to also put a finish over them because they can react with the rubber tires. So you want to make sure that you read carefully all the options for the different tile products and make sure it's one that can stand up to hot tires especially, which you'll get in the summer.
I see. Okay. Now, so the Lock Tile is not an epoxy approach.
No, that's a puzzle piece. It is a physical tile that you snap together. Their website is locktileusa.com. You could start there. There are others. I just happened to find them in, like, the product and did sort of a two-tone approach. And if you go to moneypit.com and search garage floor, we actually put a time-lapse video of the actual tile installation on that site as well.
Oh, sure. Okay, great. All right,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Good luck, Thurman. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this beautiful summer weekend. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve your curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front door will do both for you. We're going to have some tips when the Money Pit continues.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you're enjoying a beautiful summer day. If you've got a project on your to-do list, give us a call and let's talk about it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Pam in Missouri is on the line and has a question about installing a dimmer, a great do-it-yourself project. How can we help you, Pam?
I have a room that has fluorescent lighting in it, and there's two entries into that room. So there's a light switch on each door, so it's a two-way switch. Can I put a sensor on that so that when you walk in and walk out, the lights come on and go off?
Are you asking me if you can you put a sensor on that?
Yes.
Is your concern that you want the lights to come on automatically, or is your concern that you don't want people to leave the lights on when no one's in the room?
Both.
Well, I guess you could use an occupancy sensor switch there, but you would need to set it in vacancy mode, not occupancy mode. See, in occupancy mode, the light comes on when there's motion. So if you had a three-way, what could happen is you walk in the room, the switch closest to you picks up your motion, turns the lights on. You continue halfway through the room till the one on the other side picks it up and turns the lights off. So that wouldn't work too well. A better option might be to just replace one side of it, just one of the switches, with an occupancy sensor, but set it in what's called the vacancy mode. So what that means is you manually turn the light switch on, but if there's no motion in the room, it will automatically go off. So we use these, for example, in the bedrooms upstairs at our house because kids turn lights on, but as we all know, kids don't turn the lights off. So if you set it in the vacancy mode, they can turn the lights on, then they'll go off depending on the period of monitoring you set. They'll either go off 1, 5, 15, or 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay. All right. That would work. Thank you.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you'd like to take on one remodeling project that can increase the value of your home and improve curb appeal for years to come, installing a new front entry door can do both.
Yep, and there have been surveys that showed that when you install a new front entry to your home, you can get a pretty dramatic boost in what home buyers think your home is worth, which leads to a lot more interest at the time of sale. There's a perceived value of about $25,000 that gets added on average to a house that's got a beautiful new entry. So it's kind of crazy, but it's really important. It's going to get people to stop not only at your door if they're driving by, but just as important, they'll be able to pay attention to your house if the photo of it is in a listing online, which so many people, of course, use first to scan houses.
That's true. Now, when you look for a new door, you have to remember that they're available in a bunch of different materials like wood or steel. But new fiberglass entry doors can really look so much like the real wood that it's hard to tell the difference. And I find that with the fiberglass doors, they're far more energy efficient than both the wood or steel options. And they often come with multi-point locks that make them almost impossible to break into.
We've had two, our front and our back door are both fiberglass, and they're absolutely beautiful, and they look just like wood. And I've had them now for, gosh, probably 10 years, and they just look good. They just don't wear. So really happy with the fiberglass. Now, when it comes to installation, it is not for the inexperienced DIYer, certainly not a do-it-yourself job, perhaps at all, especially if it's a larger door. I think it would be better for you to hire a pro for that particular project because removing the old door is going to open your house to the elements. You got to make sure, of course, that everything is going to fit properly. Speaking of which, too, measuring is going to be critical here. So if you do work with a window and door supplier, they'll do the measuring for you. This way, they'll make sure that the door is going to fit inside that opening without any additional work. But it's a great project. It's going to add value to your house and make it look so much better from the outside.
All right. Now we've got Paul coming up to the Money Pit. What is going on at your house and how can we help?
I just bought a house. It's about 110 years old. And it's cedar shingles on the outside, and it probably hasn't been painted in at least 20 years. So we're repainting the house, and I started working on it. I didn't know how much of the paint should be removed, seeing different things online, and I didn't know how much work to put in before we repaint it.
So, first of all, congratulations. For Leslie and I, that's a baby. We have older houses. Still a younger one. But actually, I have cedar shingles, and they've been on the house for, we went through, at one point, we took off three layers of siding. I mean, the house is 130-something years old now. And we restored the cedar shingles over 40 years ago. And since then, it's gone through, I think, only two paint jobs. So the paint for us has been lasting a long time. And here's why. What we do is, when we, first of all, we don't use paint, we use stain. if your house was already painted one rather than stained, you know, the difference is the paint sort of sits on top of the shingles and the paint, the stain sort of soaks in. But if you already are dealing with a paint job, you're kind of stuck and you have to paint it again because you're not going to be able to get it all off. But in terms of how much you take off, you really want to make sure you're taking off everything that's loose. And so if you're scraping it and you're wire brushing it, and you're loosening up as much as you can, that's all you can do, because you can't put good paint over bad paint, so you have to get the loose stuff off. And the next thing that I would recommend you do, which is really an important step, is to make sure you prime it. And not just put another coat of paint on it, but because the primer is, think of it as the adhesive. It's the glue that makes the paint stick. So you want to prime it properly, and then you put a paint on top of the primer. It will come out so much better and last a lot longer if you prime it. So you don't want to skip that step. I would not recommend the primer and paint in one for this particular project. Whatever brand you use, I would use a name brand. You know, I would use a Benjamin Moore or Sherwin-Williams. I would stick within their line for whatever primer they recommend with the particular finish that you choose. And if you prime it and paint it, I think you can get a paint job that's going to last you, you know, hopefully 8 to 10 years.
All right, just ahead, if you're ready for an easy indoor decor project, adding new blinds can be just that. But when you measure your windows to order, there are two mounting options you've got to consider, inside mount versus outside mount. Now, both look great, but one might be a better choice for your type of window. We're going to help you decide next.
You live in a money pit.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25. Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is available by podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn, as well as on MoneyPit.com. And you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT, no matter when you hear us. Well, to help celebrate Dad, we have launched a sweepstakes. Today is the, we're getting up on almost the last few days here to help you win tools for Dad. It's the last weekend. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools, 10 from Arrow Giveaway. Each one is worth $120 going out to 10 lucky winners.
That's right. Each set includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun. And these are the perfect tools for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and they're going to give your dad years of use.
Now, the sweepstakes ends Sunday at midnight, so enter once a day at MoneyPit.com and be sure to take advantage of the many, many ways you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media.
Betty in California needs some help with a toilet question. What can we do for you today?
I'm interested in the high-rise toilet. And I'd like the pros and cons and possibly a brand, because our plumber's thinking of using Kohler, the quick flush and run well water, and that's it.
Well, there's really no cons of using a comfort height toilet, which is what that's called, not a high rise, but comfort height. They're a bit higher than a standard toilet. And in terms of brands, one that I can recommend is called American Champion 4. I've got American Champion comfort height toilets in our house, and really doesn't matter what age you are, they're just easier to use. And the other benefit is that they use very little water and they don't clog. So I would take a look at the American Standard Champion 4 toilets and just get the accessible size and you'll be good to go. All right, Betty, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, adding new blinds is a great way to spruce up the inside of your home. It's an easy DIY project to get done, too. In fact, Leslie, you just went through this entire process with SelectBlinds.com. So I want to talk about that experience, and especially how do you know whether you should go with an inside or an outside mounted blind? Because I think people get confused about that.
Yeah, you know, I did. I actually ordered some fabric shades, some Roman shades for our dining room because I changed the whole look of the window treatments in there, and some new shades for my son Charlie's room. Now, for the boys, I went with blackout shades, and for the dining room, I went with something that was a little bit more airy and lighter, but still kind of clean and modern looking, which for me is just a simple modern Roman shade. And I love that while I was like, oh, I'm just going to get white. And then I looked on the website, and there was like 100,000 different shades of white fabrics. And I was like, I'm going to order 15 samples, and then I will decide. So, I mean, that was hugely helpful because I got to hold the fabrics in my hand, put them up next to the drape, make sure I liked how it was going to look, and that made the selection process super easy. Now, I knew I wanted an inside mount because I like to see the frame on the window. My windows are very large. I like the architectural feel of that. I feel like when I do an inside mount, it feels very clean and crisp. And then if I do an outside mount, it's because I want it to feel a little bit more traditional, or maybe I'm going with more of a decorative style of shade, something that has like a valance or a little bit more of a soft, you know, not such a stiff Roman, but more of like a soft fold to it. So it depends on what type of shade I'm getting and what I want to see on that window. Now, I will say I did go with inside mount for Charlie's room with a blackout shade, and I just get the slightest little bit of light bleed on the sides because they make it just a drop smaller to fit into the inside mount. So it doesn't bother us. He's sleeping fantastically. So it's, you know, it's a personal preference. If you want a fully blackout shade in the room, definitely go with an outside mount because that'll just cover up everything. But we had no problems with the inside mount. And you also have to be really careful when you're measuring because so many windows are slightly different. You might have a run of windows and one's a half inch bigger, a quarter inch smaller. stuff like that. So the system on their website I liked about Select Blinds was that as I was ordering each window, I could label like Charlie's room window one, so that when everything came, even if they were slightly off, I was able to know exactly which window to install it in. So you want to make sure you measure for an inside mount inside the window frame along the top where the mounting brackets are going to go, and give them the exact measurement of that inside mount. And they'll shorten it, make it more appropriate to fit. And you also have to look, if you're looking at a wood blind or a different type of shade, make sure that the depth of that product will fit in the depth of your window. Because if you go with something that's way too deep and you have sort of a shallow jam in that window, it's not going to work. That bracket's not going to fit. So look at all of those measurements and then look specifically at that product, and that will help you find the right one for your room.
Now, both inside and outside mounts can work and work well, and SelectBlinds.com walks you through the measurement process with videos and a step-by-step worksheet. So you're going to pretty much get everything that you need to know. And today's tip was presented by SelectBlinds.com, providing all the inspiration, tools, and expert advice you need to choose, order, and install the right product and style to meet your needs, while saving you hundreds and a lot of time, too. SelectBlinds will even ship you a kit with 15 free samples, so you'll get a chance to see the quality of the blinds and make sure the color works before you place the order. And you'll always get at least 40% off with daily deals and discounts, and always free shipping and delivery on everything, so you never have to wait for a sale. Check out SelectBlinds.com. They really make it easy and convenient to order new blinds or shades for your home, and they save you time and money.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call, whatever you are working on, if it's a home repair, maybe it's an improvement, maybe you're remodeling or redecorating, whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand 24 hours a day. Just give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, before you start a new construction project, we're going to tell you what important factors need to be addressed when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. That's where Elaine finds us.
That's right. Elaine writes, I have a newly installed bathroom vanity, laminate countertop, drop-in sink. The plumber caulked around the sink, which looks very nice. Is there a product that I can apply over the caulk to keep it snow white? Maybe a crystal clear acrylic?
That's a really interesting question, Elaine. It's one I don't think we've ever been asked before. Is there a way to keep caulk? It's pretty color, it's pretty bright shade when it's first installed. The answer
constantly
is no.
Dry your countertop, clean yeah. it all the time. I mean, it's a bathroom, so things are just inherently going to get mold and get mildew and get a little grimy. Even I find the caulk that's antimicrobial, I feel like it still looks a little dingy over time. I think it's just a matter of keeping down the water that's on that counter surface.
I think you're absolutely right, and I've always been a little bit distrustful of the claims of being, you know, guaranteed mold-proof, because it does just get a little dingy no matter what you do.
Water.
Now, I just actually tried a brand new one in my bathroom, and I won't tell you the name of it, but if it works out, I will, because I had to replace it's one of those projects where it starts slow and just builds from there. I wanted to regrout the tile because it was getting a little dingy, and there was some chunks of grout falling out. Of course, that turned into, you know, regrouting everything and also recaulking, and now I'm like, I think we need new hardware on the cabinets, so I bought new hardware, but the cabinets' hinges, the new ones don't fit the old ones. They fit, but they're off just like half a screw hole.
You did a
right?
lot of projects.
They're off half a screw hole. You know how when you get it, it's close, but it's just off that little bit, so that when you put the screw in, it's going to pull the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, that turned into me filling every hole in the cabinet doors and drawers now to be able to do these again. So it's climbing. But anyway, with respect to the caulk, no, you do not have to seal it. Just enjoy it. Keep it dry as possible. That will cut back on the mold and the mildew. And perhaps maybe take a look at your bath exhaust fan. Make sure it's on a humidistat so that the moisture always, when it's always high, the moisture will keep it running. And when it dries out, it'll stop.
All right, good luck with that. Now we've got a poster from Hudson in New Jersey who writes, we're planning to gut our ranch and redo the entire interior. I want to come up with some layouts before calling a contractor, and I realize I can't mess with those load-bearing walls, but how do I know which ones are the load-bearing walls?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a technical question. If you're gutting your home, I would definitely hire an architect before you hire a contractor, because that's the architect's job. You know, they're going to understand the design options and the way to save some money more than you will. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you want to sort of mess with some layouts, and that's not a bad idea. But even before you get the contractor in, if it's that level of a project, I would hire an architect to kind of work through those details. Now, in terms of bearing walls, I mean, you can mess with them, so to speak, but you have to do it right. I mean, you can take a bearing wall and you can open it up and you can have different types of girders and beams that support that load. It's just a little more complicated, so it's a cost consideration, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. If you want one rule of thumb, and let's say we're talking about a colonial or a ranch, a pretty typical house, the bearing wall is usually the wall in the middle that's parallel with the front and the back wall.
Yeah, and you know, Hudson, this is a big project, so if you get a pro involved early, like an architect, they're going to help you figure out what the best layout is, and they'll help you avoid those load-bearing walls unless you absolutely need to for the space. But definitely go with a pro so that you get this done right.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. Hey, thank you so much for spending this part of this beautiful summer day. I don't think it's officially summer yet, but heck, we're going to consider that it is, because we are all here in the summer mood and we are taking on our summer projects, and we assume, and we're sure you are as well. Remember, you can reach out to us with questions about those projects 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT and always on moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro.
I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before.
Declaring a great American comeback, President Trump resumed his political rallies this evening in Oklahoma.
The president returned to the campaign trail here in Tulsa, his first rally since early March when the coronavirus pandemic took hold. Thousands of people attended the event here at the BOK Center, but there were many empty seats. Mr. Trump blamed the crowd size on the media for scaring people away with reports of expected protests. Both Vice President Pence and the president revved up the audience by touting the administration's record and promising victory in November. Greg Clugston with the president in Tulsa.
A federal judge ruled this morning that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book, despite efforts by the Trump administration to try to block the release because of concerns over classified information being exposed. Former Trump advisor and Salem talk host Dr. Sebastian Gorka dismisses the most controversial parts.
John Bolton, who I used to consider a friend and a patriot and a man who'd served this nation honorably for years, is now an irrelevance.
And his memoir is due out Tuesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out after the United Nations Human Rights Council commissioned a report on police and racism. Pompeo calls the Geneva-based council a, quote, haven for dictators and the democracies that indulge them, and he said it just confirms the Trump administration's withdrawal from the Geneva-based council in 2018. Pompeo said the council should look at Cuba, China, and Iran if it wants to investigate racial disparities. The Belmont ran on Saturday, "Tis the Law," came across the line first. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The Bank of England's apologized for the links that past governors of the institution had with slavery.
The central bankers called for trade in human beings an unacceptable part of English history and pledged not to display any images of former leaders who had any involvement. The decision comes after two British companies on Thursday promised to financially support projects assisting minorities after being called out for past roles in the slave trade. In the wake of George Floyd's death, racial equality protests have spread around the world, and protesters have taken a stand about the betrayal of people who profited from the slave trade. Charles de Ledesma, London.
5 years ago today, Max Scherzer pitched a no-hitter, losing his perfect game with two outs in the ninth inning when he hit a batter in the Washington Nationals 6-0 win over the Pirates. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The nation's largest movie theater chain has changed its position on mask wearing.
Less than a day after the company became a target on social media for saying it would defer to local governments on the issue, AMC Theater's CEO Adam Aaron said Friday that its theaters will require patrons to wear masks upon reopening, which will begin in mid-July. Customers who don't wear masks won't be admitted or allowed to stay. Rival chain Regal followed AMC's lead. Spokesman Richard Grover said Friday that moviegoers must wear masks in all of its theaters as well. Patrick Frost reporting.
In San Francisco, a group of about 400 people converged on Golden Gate Park to deface and tear down statues of Ulysses S. Grant, the 18th president of the United States, along with Spanish missionary Junipero Serra and Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MoneyPit.
The Money Pit is presented by Select Blinds and Arrow Fastener. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call right now with your home improvement project. We'd love to hear what you're working on this beautiful day. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question online at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up on today's show, with summer thunderstorms, blackouts are becoming more common, which is why now is a good time to think about adding a whole house generator. The costs have come way down on these guys, and the convenience can't be beat. So we're going to share some options on how to find the right size unit for your home in just a bit.
And if you're looking for an easy and inexpensive way to transform the look of your kitchen, applying a decorative stone surface to your countertop can do just that. We're going to talk with a unique company that has spent decades developing these DIY finishes for countertops, floors, and even pool decks just ahead.
And childproof or tamper-resistant outlets have come a long way, and they can not only help protect kids, but even adults from a dangerous accident. We'll explain the updates.
And this is the last week for our DIY Dad giveaway. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners. You can find the details at MoneyPit.com.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you working on? What are you planning? What would you like to get done? Are you still thinking about adding a summer improvement to your outside space so that you can really enjoy it? You want to convert a yard into a room, an outdoor room, that is. Do you want to take on a repair or decorating project inside? Kitchens, baths, soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. Call us right now, and we will walk you through the project. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666. 3974.
Beverly in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, I have a house that's just been built a year and a half ago, but I have a covered patio, and my builder put cedar posts out there. The rest of my trim is all white. So I wanted to cover or paint the cedar, but he's telling me I can't do it because I'll rot them out. And that doesn't sound right to me, but I'm not sure.
So what would you, in a perfect world, Beverly, what would you like to see in those cedar posts? Would you like them to be white and match the rest of the house?
Yeah, all of my trim is white, and so I would rather them be white. They're a year and a half old now, so they're starting to turn the cedar look and get all dark.
Right. Are they kind of decorative?
No.
Okay. So here's what I would do. The first thing, I'm going to recommend a staining process. So the first thing you're going to do is prime them with an oil-based primer or a solvent-based primer. And then you're going to stain them, and I would use a solid color stain. And a solid color stain is not going to look like paint, so it won't tend to peel. It'll fade over time, but it'll soak in really nicely. And you can get a white stain, a solid white stain, and it'll look quite attractive. Painting wood does not cause it to rot. It prevents it from rotting.
It just requires a lot of repainting.
Yeah. I mean, he said if I covered it or painted them, that it causes the moisture to hold to the base and then they rot.
I would disagree with that. I think if you stain them, you'll find that they're quite attractive and that the moisture will work in and out just fine.
Good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Good luck with that project. You're very welcome.
Heading out to Minnesota, where Gordon has a question about garage moisture. What's going on, Gordon?
I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've got a two-stall garage. It's divided. It's a tuck-under garage. The house is a walkout, so the back side of the garage is below grade, and it ramps up from the front to the back. In the springtime, for the first couple of months in the spring, the garage floor is wet. And I believe that it's wicking up or coming up from under the floor. I don't believe it's just condensation forming on the top. My question is there any kind of a sealer or anything that I can do short of knocking out the whole floor? I know that now you should have a moisture barrier, some kind of poly under the floor before you poured if you wanted to put an epoxy coat or something on there.
There's two ways to address a moisture problem in a concrete structure like that. One is to try to make it float, which is not going to happen. And by that I mean when you put all sorts of sealers and caulks and so on these floors or on the walls, you're never going to block out 100% of that moisture. But the more effective thing to do is to reduce the volume of moisture that's getting there to begin with. And I think I can explain why you're seeing that moisture on the floor in the spring. Because concrete is very hydroscopic. It's like a sponge. Imagine if you stuck the end of a sponge in some water, how quickly that entire sponge fills up with moisture. That's what happens with concrete. So the first thing I want you to address is the sources of moisture, and they're very likely to be the spring rains and the drainage control of the foundation perimeter. It happens to almost everybody. So the walls that surround that below grade space, we want to make sure that there's gutters on that, covering that side of the roof, that are not only there, they're sized properly, which means you have at least one downspout for every 600 to 800 square feet of roof surface, and that the downspouts are extended well away from the foundation. We're talking 4 to 6 feet. The second thing to do is to make sure that the soil slopes away and there's nothing trapping moisture against the house like landscaping. If you do those two things, you will dramatically reduce the amount of moisture that's getting up against that concrete, and that will stop the moisture that's from pulling up onto the floor and perhaps even through the walls. Now, as for a sealant, what I would recommend you do, because this is a garage floor, is to simply paint it with an epoxy paint. These epoxy finishes now are terrific.
They're pretty easy to use. They're a two-part mix. Usually when you buy the epoxy kit, you'll have a gallon that's about three-quarters filled with product, and then a quart can that's the hardener. You mix the two together, and you basically paint the floor. And sometimes there's like color chips that you can drop into paint that help hide dirt. And when it dries, it's a chemical reaction. It's really hard, and it really adheres well to the floor. And I think that will stop some of the residual moisture that's left. But try to control as much moisture as you can before you take that step. And between the two, I think you'll be good to go.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. As far as that epoxy, everything that I've seen says to not apply it to a floor that gets damp. There's a plastic test, and you tape a piece of plastic down, and it moisture forms.
Yeah. Personally, I think that's a really silly test, but people seem to like it. Look, all concrete floors are going to contain some level of moisture. As long as it's not excessively wet, then I think you'll be okay. Now, there usually is an etching material, like an etching wash that you use first. So I would do that just to make sure the floor is ready to accept it. But if you pick a nice dry day, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, well, I thank you for the insight. Appreciate your time.
All right, Gordon, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Whatever you are working on, we are here to lend a hand. If it's a repair, an improvement, a decor question, a summer entertainment question, we want you out in your yards and enjoying your homes. So let us give you a hand 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Well, now that summer is just about here, summer storms are as well, which makes blackouts more common. Have you ever thought about what could happen if you lose power and you're not home to do anything about it? Like maybe your basement's flooding and the pump can't come on because there's no power? Well, a whole house generator can solve that. We'll share the options and how to choose the best size for your home after this.
You live in a body pit.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Well, I just found my new favorite fishmonger, Leslie, and I got to tell you, it ain't a guy on a corner. It's WildAlaskanCompany.com. It's a monthly delicious seafood membership. I just got my first wild combo box, and it was chock full of 24 pieces of wild salmon and whitefish, every piece high quality and individually wrapped and frozen fresh, then delivered right to your door. It's some of the best seafood I've had, and it's easy to prepare. It's healthy and delicious, and Wild Alaskan Company promotes only sustainable seafood.
You know what? You are getting me so hungry. I can't wait to get my box. I'm going to go for the wild salmon box or maybe the wild whitefish box. Maybe I'll put it on the grill this weekend.
Yep, and it's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com, pick from three different monthly boxes, change your preference, and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question. You can also subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. This is actually episode 2007. I can't
Holy
believe sometimes
moly.
That we've done over 2,000 episodes of the Money Pit Podcast, which may be why Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. Because we are here, we are sticking around, and we are not going anywhere. So we'd love for you to join us on the podcast.
podcast. You can pick it up at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher. Pretty much all the major platforms carry us. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions, no matter when you hear the show, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, with Father's Day this weekend coming up, you guys, we have a great sweepstakes that ends soon. It's meant to help you win tools to celebrate Dad, and it's called the DIY Dad Giveaway. We've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
Yep, and each set is worth $120, and it's got some of the most popular tools that Arrow makes. The T50, which is literally a historic staple gun product. It's been around so long, it's so effective and fun to use. And the PT50, which is a pneumatic version of that, as well as the Arrow GT300 high temp glue gun. These tools are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and they're going to give your dad years of trouble-free use.
That's right. You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, but make sure that you take advantage of the other ways that you can earn extra entries. You know, subscribe to our podcast, visit us on social media, all of it. Get lots of entries. This is the last week to enter.
My favorite tool is the GT300 glue gun. Literally, when I got this glue gun, I went around and I threw out all the old glue guns we had in the house. Because it's big, it holds, you know, plenty of glue sticks, it's high temp, it was so easy to control, and I just loved it. So
it's like the best glue gun ever.
It really is.
Now I've got Allison in New York on the line who has an unwanted visitor at their money pit. What's going on?
My husband, I wish he was on with me, but our mission is to humanely trap, we believe to be a squirrel that's running between the drop ceiling in our basement, and my husband said 2x8 joint rafters. There's like a 2-inch space only. And
what I want you to do is to go out and pick up a trap called a have a heart trap. Now, these have-a-heart traps are live traps in that they're going to catch this squirrel, and then you're going to pull this trap out, and you can take them out to the woods somewhere and release them. What you do with the have-a-heart trap is once you get it set up, in the back of the trap where you want the squirrel to kind of end up, put an apple back there, and don't just put it back there, but wire it to the back wall of the trap. Take a piece of, like, picture wire, thread it through the apple, and kind of tie it off. So, because I tell you what, even though these traps are good, those squirrels and other small rascals can sometimes grab that without tripping the door. But if you wire it to the back of the trap, they don't have a chance. And set it near the opening wherever you can get access to it. And I'll tell you, sooner or later, that squirrel's going to wander in that trap, and bam, you'll hear the door slap, and they will not be happy. They'll kind of be running in circles trying to figure out a way to get out. But you can cover them with a blanket, throw them in the back of your car in the trunk, and take it out somewhere. And then as you open that up, believe me, they're not going to stand around to kind of talk about it with you. They'll just bolt. As soon as you lift that door, they will bolt into the woods.
Okay.
I hope that helps you out, Allison. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, when the forecast calls for a bad summer storm, a whole house generator can make sure that you are ready for that storm. And you need to think about how they are designed to work.
That's right. Now, a whole house generator is going to run on either natural or propane gas, and they're installed directly to your home. So if you lose power, that generator is going to automatically start up and restore the power to your house. Now, it's available in a ton of different sizes. So depending on the size of the generator you get, you can choose what you want to power from, say, just a few critical items or the entire house. And that can include your lights, the HVAC system, a refrigerator, a sump pump, security system, electronics. I mean, more, depending on the size of that generator, you really could do every single circuit in your entire home. And a lot of the generators also have remote monitoring capabilities so that a homeowner can manage their automatic standby generator from a phone when you're not at home, which is huge because you could be away or out of town and something could be going on at your house that you need to check out. And this is going to let you do so.
You know, I've had two generators over, you know, the last decade plus. The first one I had was a smaller one that was designed just as what's called a standby, so it only protected, you know, the critical circuits in the house. It didn't protect, like, the air conditioning system or some of the bigger appliances that we had. And then when it came time to upgrade it, I went with a whole house system because the prices have come down so much. And now it's awesome. Everything in the house basically comes right back on within 15 seconds of losing power. I always hear this big sound of the breaker tripping in the basement because it sounds like that big Frankenstein breaker, you know, where it goes ka-chunk and it slams the new position
and the generator kicks on, and it just keeps everything going. So great time to think about that. There's a lot of tools on manufacturers' websites, too, that will enable you to figure out what size you need, because the prices vary based on the size. But, you know, I got a 20K unit, and I was super happy with, you know, medium to large size house. It did really, really well.
Yeah, I have a 20kW also, and I feel kind of piggy when the power goes out. And literally every light in my house is on, the air conditioning's on, I'm running the laundry. I'm like, should I turn lights off in solidarity?
Well, we always get the calls from our neighbors about their, you know, their refrigerables and things
are going bad. Things?
Yeah, it's a good thing I have a spare freezer.
Michael in Virginia is on the line and is working on a decking project. Tell us about it.
Hey, so I've got a 12 by 12 deck that came with the house, and it's about 20 years old. So boards are starting to peel up, and I'm no longer able to get a screw to stick in the sublayment. Am I able to sister the underlying boards with 2x4s or something to build up the base, or am I better off replacing all of the substructure along with the deck?
So if it's 20 years old and it sounds like it's not pressure treated, and if the existing floor joists have decayed to the point where they won't even hold a screw or a nail, I think it's time to replace that deck structure and all, because you know the clock is ticking now, and it's going to be potentially very unsafe in a very short period of time. So what I would tell you to do is to remove it, replace it, and consider using composite for the decking surface. You can use pressure treated for the frame, but use composite for the decking surface. Between the composite and the pressure treated, you know, you'll get more than another 20 years out of it.
Okay, now I've looked at composites, and price-wise, they're pretty pricey. Am I going to be able to save a few bucks by going to a heavier-duty, like a 2x6 kiln-dried board and sealing all that when it goes in?
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't use 2x6. What I would use is 5/4x6 if you want to go with the wood decking. But you're going to have to seal and stain that, you know, every couple of years. The thing with composites is all you got to do is clean it. I mean, if you look at like a big box store like a Home Depot, and those composites are not terribly expensive. They look really good.
All right. I'll have to check them out.
Because remember, you're not replacing the floor joists with it. You know, you're only doing the deck surface. So if it's 12 by 12, you know, that's 144 square feet. That's 288 lineal feet. It's probably worth it.
I see. Now, we are thinking about expanding it out a few feet, too.
Yeah, well, that would be the time to do it, you know.
Okay.
So you're doing the substructure is still all of the pressure-treated lumber because you need that for the support. And then all of the decking itself and the fascia boards, and you can even do the railings, all of that can be the composite. And it's really gorgeous. You know, I have one that's sort of mid-range, but it has an interesting grain to it and almost looks like an Ipe. You know, you can get ones that are super simple, and you can get ones that really look exotic, and I think that's where your price point's going to swing a lot.
Now, how do you deal with the railings and the fencing it in?
So the post would come up, and that would be, you know, the basis for your supports, and that would be your pressure-treated lumber, and that would be built up through from the substructure, and then there are sleeves that go over it in the composite. Now, you can get ones that match your decking, or you can go with white.
And then for the substructure, now, I am talking about staying this out. There are these concrete, I don't know, they're about a foot by a foot blocks that you can buy that you can lay your 4x6 across for, they say it's for decking like in the yard. Am I better off doing that or poured concrete?
There are prefabricated footings for decks. They look like sort of like pyramids, but they're not like one by one. They're like one by one by about 3 feet tall, and they have a place for a bracket on top. I've used those. They work really well. They're a little harder to install because you got to be more accurate with where the hole is. But frankly, I think the easiest thing to do is just to dig it yourself, a 1 foot by 1 foot square that's a couple of feet deep, and you know, mix up 3 or 4 bags of quickcrete and make that the footing. And then you can drop the pressure treated right into that. And then if you use the right level of pressure treated, it can actually be in ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You got it. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Susan in California is on the line and needs some help with a driveway makeover. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm so glad you said the money pit, because that's exactly what it is. And now it's the driveway, about 1,200 square feet, and it's about 38 years old, and it needs something else done, and I really don't want to resurface it with blacktop. What are my options?
So it's an asphalt driveway now? That's what you're starting with?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, I got news for you, Susan. The 38-year-old roadway needs to be replaced, and that's exactly what you have. Whether it's a road that goes down the street or a road that's a highway, nothing lasts 38 years. And if you've gotten 38 years out of that driveway, it's time for a new one. And sure, you can keep slapping sealer on it and patching the cracks and all of that, but at that age, it's got to go.
What's the best way? Do they just remove the whole thing and then start from scratch, or what's the best way to go?
I think that's the best way. In most cases, that's the best way. You can resurface it, but if you want to make sure that the base is really solid, you know, you would take off the old, they would put a new base down, they would compact it with machines, so it's really, really solid, and then they would apply new asphalt on top of that. I would make sure I got a specification as to exactly how many inches of this material they're going to put down so that you can compare apples to apples when you're looking at different contractors, but I think that's going to be your best solution.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. You can get in on the fun while calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or your home improvement question. Coming up, are you ready for an easy DIY kitchen makeover? Up next, we've got a product that can transform an old, worn laminate countertop into a beautiful stone surface. So stick around. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, with more and more of us staying home these last few months, there's been a huge increase in the number of DIY home improvement projects that consumers are taking on to improve the look, the function, and even the safety of their homes.
Yes, and if the projects you'd like to get done include applying a beautiful decorative stone surface to your kitchen countertop, or perhaps adding a slip-resistant real stone surface to a pool deck, or even applying an epoxy coating to your garage floor, these are all projects you can accomplish with the help of the products made by Deich Coatings. With us to talk about these projects and more is the company's president, Peter Deich. Welcome, Peter.
Hello, good day to you both.
Well, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. And Peter, as I have to say that I've followed your work for many years, and you guys have really focused on developing products that work well and are very affordable and easy for DIYers to use and always result in a beautiful transformation.
Yeah, we're real fans of stone. And really, it's one of the most timeless things that you can apply, but it is also usually a very costly thing to apply as well. You know, our way of looking at it is if you can put down a new surface right over what you have the beauty and the durability of stone, but use your existing foundational base, be it a countertop that's made out of laminate, or an old, you know, very worn, very ugly looking concrete patio, this is an easy solution that you can do in a weekend. And that's really what we love to do, is offer easy, decorative performance fixes.
Well, and I think that's so important for homeowners, especially when they know they want to make a change, they don't have the budget to do a huge transformation, but they're able to, you know, create a huge transformation with, you know, a much smaller budget, something they can do themselves. It's really just a fantastic line of products.
Well, thank you very much. And I must say, I agree with you. And, you know, I mean, really, you know, if you have a pool deck and, you know, a patio, and it's been there for many years, and it's just looking really, really worn, very old, outdated, you want to pick up the color and change it. The nice thing here is when you put this down, depending on what finish, you can really make that surface look like the real deal. And, you know, we've taken all of the creative and everything out of it, and we've made it a very formula approach. So you just do the steps. For instance, if you're using our Spreadstone concrete resurfacing kit, you can make it look like you've got, you know, slate tile on your pool deck, and it will absolutely look stunning, and you can do it in a weekend with all kinds of patterns. Now, if you jump over to the indoor side of things, and you have an existing countertop, be it made out of laminate or even concrete or even just plywood and made it, you know, you can actually put down a real stone surface that everyone will believe is the real thing. And what did you do is, you know, you got something that looks like you put the slab in, but for just a tiny, tiny fraction of the cost, and you can do it yourself.
Let's talk about those countertops just a little bit more. So the material, is it real, actual real stone in the fluid material? Is it embedded stone that you're applying to it?
It's real stone, and really it's a pickup off of what we've done for years.
Right.
We've manufactured stone-based coatings for surfaces for many years, and there was a point maybe 10 years ago where we said, look, you know, there are a lot of, you know, worn, ugly-looking countertops out there, and what are your options? Your options are remove everything, and now you're really talking construction. You're talking a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can use that surface. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you roll on this stone finish, and the video shows it in great detail, you just roll this on, and you technically have a stone countertop because that's what you've applied over top. And you never had to tear anything out. You might pop your sink up a couple inches, pop everything back down, and literally in a weekend, you have a totally complete transformation to your kitchen, also your bathroom vanity, you know, just any surface. And it's quick and easy, and we tend to have very many happy customers with that.
So, Peter, you talked about being able to apply this to a variety of surfaces, from an existing laminate top to a plywood top that maybe you've just made. Now, those are sort of different surfaces to start with. What is the prep process? Is it similar for both, or is it completely unique to what you have already?
If you have an existing laminate surface, laminate countertop, for instance, there is sandpaper in the kit as well as all other required tools and accessories. And you would scratch your surface with the sandpaper. You have to also make sure the surface is clean. And you may not even notice that there's a lot of, you know, deep scratching going on. But the whole idea there is to make even a little bit of a micro scratch effect that will just give the product a little bit more bonding power, though, frankly, it bonds excellently to a lot of things anyway. But basically, you clean it, scuff it, and then you apply the coatings. The base coat primer is made to bond very, very tenaciously to laminate, but also if you have a plywood countertop, which we get asked all the time, be it indoor or outdoor, you would just roll on the primer. You don't need to scuff anything, and the material will actually seep into the pores of that wood surface. And you just follow the steps, and in a weekend, if you have an outdoor countertop for your barbecue area, you can do that outdoors, or if you're building something in your home, in the kitchen, you can do that too. You don't even have to get to the stage of having an existing surface. Just use what you have.
Wow, what a great extension to your existing options for outdoor countertops, because typically you'd either use stone or you'd make a concrete top, which are beautiful, but let's face it, they're costly. They're a lot of work. But with this product, you can basically create the look of stone and with some of the durability aspects as well. How is it in terms of cleaning? Because that's an issue that sometimes folks complain about when it comes to real stone countertops. They don't recognize how absorbent they can be, and sometimes stains get left behind.
No, this is excellent as far as resistance to staining. It's also excellent as far as hot pans, and there's nothing you want less than to, you know, go through all this work and then you put a hot pan down and you've marred it. So
right.
We've done all the testing, and again, because it's a stone coating, it has an excellent thermal insulation resistance factor there. So it's going to stand up better than, say, a paint or something like that. So basically, you've got a stone shell on that surface that will serve you very well. And the nice thing is you did it yourself. You didn't have to get into a lot of planning and headaches and costs and construction. You just went right down over what you had. And in a couple of days, you've got a complete transformation.
Well, that's fantastic. This sounds like a really advantageous line of products for DIYers. Aside from the decorative stone for Formica, we talked a little bit about the pool deck. You also have a DIY epoxy garage floor kit that's industrial strength. Now, we love to spend time in our garages. A lot of us have been, you know, busy with home workshops, and we're working on cars, whatever we're doing. Those garage floors, unless you have something on them, they're really hard to clean, and epoxy makes a big difference. So talk to us about this epoxy kit that you offer.
It's called the DieHard 100 industrial strength epoxy floor coating. And basically what it is it's a 100% solids formula, meaning that whatever you put down on that surface will dry exactly that way. Unlike a water-based retail product that when it dries, half of the actual material that you rolled on, more than half, is gone because the carrier was water. I know I'm getting a little bit,
right. I understand. Yep.
You know, chemistry.
Yeah, you're a chemist, we get it.
Yeah, so basically you put this on, and it's very, very hard, and you can either roll it onto your existing concrete, or you can even use a squeegee if you want to do it in that professional way. You will get lower coverage if you do it that way, but in either case, you can drive forklifts on this. It's meant for that kind of environment, and someone would ask, well, is that overkill? Does it really need to be that durable? Well, you know, I'd say why not? If this is available at a cost,
like, better to be more durable.
I think so. I completely agree with you.
Yeah,
you
we have to say here, we say do it once, do it right, and don't do it again. You know, so if it's going to stand up. The company's called Dice Coatings. The website is Dice, that's spelled D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Take a look at this site. You will be impressed with the number of products that this team makes and the quality of them, as we've been talking about. Peter Dice, the president, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Hey, thank you. And it's been a great pleasure speaking with you, and hope we can speak again soon.
Just ahead, if you've got kids, having tamper-resistant outlets are important. We're going to share some of the latest innovations next.
You live in a money pit.
Well, a couple of weeks back, I told you about my first experience with WildAlaskanCompany.com. It is a monthly delicious seafood membership. I got my first box, and it was totally awesome. And Leslie, I understand your fish have arrived.
Yeah, the box arrived, and it's full. I mean, so many options and so much salmon and whitefish. It was amazingly gigantic. I took the salmon and barbecued it. I made little pouches with foil, and I made a marinade, which I've had for years, this recipe. It's like ketchup and orange juice and Italian dressing. It sounds weird, but it like crystallized on the salmon, and it was so amazing. And you know what? There's so much. We're going to be grilling for at least a few weeks.
Ah, sounds amazing. It's easy to order. Just go to wildalaskancompany.com. Pick from three different monthly boxes. Change your preference and cancel at any time. Plus, Money Pit listeners get $25 off your first-time order. Just enter the promo code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's wildalaskancompany.com and enter MONEYPIT at checkout to save $25.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
Money Pit.
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Available online at MoneyPit.com, where you can also subscribe to the Money Pit Podcast. This is episode 2007, so we've been at it for a bit. We'd love to have you join us. You can sign up at MoneyPit.com, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, TuneIn, pretty much wherever you get your tunes, we are there. And you can always call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT anytime you hear the show. Well, to help celebrate Dad, we have launched a sweepstakes that's now in its last week. It ends Sunday at midnight. It's called the DIY Dad Giveaway, and we've got 10 sets of tools from Arrow to give away to 10 lucky winners.
Yeah, each set is worth $120 and includes both a T50 and a PT50 Arrow stapler, as well as an Arrow GT300 high-temp glue gun. Now, these tools are perfect for taking on dozens of projects around the house, and these tools are going to give your dad years and years of use.
You can enter once a day at MoneyPit.com, and while you're there, be sure to take advantage of the many ways you can earn extra entries by subscribing to our podcast or visiting us on social media. It ends Sunday at midnight, so enter today at MoneyPit.com.
Well, one of the first things that new parents do is childproof their homes, and they're doing that to make sure that those curious little guys aren't getting into cleaning supplies or, you know, injuring themselves by accident at home. And one of the most important areas that you have to childproof are the electrical outlets.
Yeah, but the old way of plugging in a piece of plastic, you know, one of those plastic plugs, it's not
that you
only
can never get out again.
Well, yeah, or you get, that's right, you get it. It's the kids seem to get it out. You may have a hard time. But I don't like them because they can be a choking hazard, and then if a parent brings it out, they usually leave it out, which kind of defeats the whole purpose. There are a lot better options today that are just better to have. They're tamper-resistant outlets, they're safer, they're more convenient, and they can definitely be a permanent part of your home safety.
Yeah, and you know what? These childproof or these tamper-resistant outlets have truly come a long way, and they can help protect not only the kids but even adults from a dangerous accident. And a better type are the spring-loaded receptacle cover plates, and those are going to block access to the electrical contacts totally. Now, the way they work is that a shutter closes off the contact openings or the slots of the receptacles. When a plug is inserted into the receptacle, both springs are compressed and then the shutter opens, and that's going to allow for the metal prongs to make contact and create that electrical circuit. Now, because both springs must be compressed at the same time, the shutters are not going to open when a child attempts to insert an object into only one contact opening, and then there's no contact with electricity. You know, my sister Elise, when she was little, took a bobby pin right into an electrical outlet at a hair salon while my mom was getting ready for a wedding.
Oh, man.
I mean, you have to be so careful because these things happen so quickly and, you know, could be very dangerous.
Exactly. Now, if it's a new installation, a new home or a new renovation, these tamper-resistant outlets are now required by building code. They're not expensive to purchase. They're not expensive to install. And, you know, they're not inconvenient. Once you get used to sort of sliding the shutter to the right or the left, I forget which way it slides, to insert the plug and then have it snap back when you unplug something, I mean, they're just something you get used to and they keep the kids safe the whole time.
Home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, tunneling rodents can really tear up a yard. Up next, we've got some advice to stop moles from digging holes in your backyard when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call with your home improvement question, or post your question online at moneypit.com.
We've got a post from Paul who writes, we've got a lot of yard damage from moles. Then with all of the rain we've had in the last few days, a lot of the tunnels washed out, leaving a muddy mess. What can I do to make sure these furry creatures stay away?
Well, you kind of have to starve them out, Paul. The reason that they are there in your yard is most likely because you have these tasty little creatures just under the grass called grubs. They're worm-like creatures, and the moles absolutely love to eat them. So if you can use a grub control product, then you will reduce the number of grubs, and this will send the moles off your property, off to your neighbors where they can destroy their lawns instead, unless you share this tip. Bonide has a product that's called DuraTurf, which is an insect and grub control that will work well for this, and it will eliminate most of the insects that the moles love to feed, and then, believe me, they will move on once they can't find the food.
All right, next up, we've got a post from Davey who writes, we recently had a tree limb fall in the house and puncture the roof, which now has to be replaced. The insurance adjuster recommended changing from gable end ventilation to a ridge vent. What's your opinion on ridge vents, and is now the best time to consider adding one?
Absolutely, and that is a very good insurance adjuster. It's a much more effective way to ventilate a roof, and it will reduce the moisture in the attic space, which makes your insulation that much more effective at the same time.
All right. I mean, that's really smart that they brought that up, and truly, when you're replacing the roof, that's the time to add the ridge vent, right?
Yep.
All right. Good luck with that, Davey.
Well, if you want to make the most of your outdoor space, the way to do that is to convert it to an outdoor living space. Turn it essentially into a spare room. Leslie's got some great ideas to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, this is like the greatest time of year because you're using some spaces of your home, the outside, that you don't get to use all the time. And you can really create these wonderful spaces for relaxing, for dining, however you want. But, I mean, you really have some opportunities to make a great space. So say you want your outside space to be for dining. Well, you can add some really beautiful ambient lighting to help set the mood. Candles are great, but make sure you get citronella candles that will help keep those bugs away, or really great tiki torches around the yard, or paper lanterns hanging from the inside of your umbrella. You can think of some fun, different ways to bring in lighting. that really changes the dynamic of the space once the sun goes down, and it makes your yard feel so special. I mean, it's just a great way to do it. Now, if you're looking to add some shade during the daytime hours and maybe a barrier against bugs at night, you might consider a portable gazebo, and those have netting on them. Now, you can zip the netting closed or bring the netting all down, depending on the type of gazebo, to protect you guys as you're eating or relaxing in there, whatever that space is, from the bugs. And then in the daytime, you can tie them back when you're not using them. Now, for an outdoor space to feel really cozy and nice and homey, think about adding an outdoor rug, because that can help anchor your outdoor seating, gives you a focal point, and it helps to give a pop of color and a really great design statement. And remember, you can even bring your indoor decor outside with accessories that are made for the outdoors. You can find everything from lamps, wall decor, all kinds of decorative items that are made specifically to withstand the elements. So treat that space as just another room and have fun and make it really lovely and enjoy that spot.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you love gardening and landscaping, you might not think there's much new to know about one of the most common landscaping tools, the shovel. Well, it turns out all shovels are not created equal. We'll explain why on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump hit the hustings Saturday night, holding his first rally since March in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where he said recent protests are foreshadowing what would happen in the U.S. if Democrats win the 2020 election.
The chaos you're seeing in our Democratic-run cities, these are all run by the Democrats, is what will happen in every city and community in America. And much, much worse, if we don't keep them out. We have to do this. We have to go to the polls on November 3rd, and the rest, you know what to do.
Mr. Trump also took on the media, as well as his presumptive Democratic challenger. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton gets the thumbs up from a judge to go ahead and publish his tell-all book, despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release because of security concerns. The memoir entitled The Room Where It Happened is due out Tuesday. The coronavirus pandemic has shut down housing courts and prompted most states and federal authorities to initiate policies to protect renters from being evicted.
Not everyone is covered by the policies, and landlords are turning to threats and harassment to force tenants out. The data and analytics real estate firm Amherst projects that 28 million renters, or about 22.5% of all households, are at risk of eviction. From New York to Chicago to San Francisco, tenants are banding together and demanding landlords negotiate with an eye toward forgiving their rent entirely until the pandemic ends.
Jeremy House reporting. A special session of the Minnesota legislature ended without agreement on changes to policing in the wake of George Floyd's death. Republicans who controlled the Senate were unwilling to agree to sweeping changes by the Democrats who control the House. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A standoff between Indian and Chinese troops high on the Himalayas near the Tibetan border is taking a dire toll on traditional goat herds that supply the world's finest and most expensive cashmere.
Officials and residents say a military buildup and tensions in the remote Ladakh region near Tibet are disrupting access to traditional grazing lands and trapping the goats and their nomadic herders in extreme cold conditions, causing tens of thousands of Himalayan goat kids to perish. That's likely to result in a shortage of the super soft wool used to make pashmina, the world's most delicate cashmere, which is woven into shawls and stoles that sell up to $1,000 a piece in the world's fashion capitals. Keith Peters reporting.
The Bank of England apologizing for links past governors of the institution have had with slavery. The bank's calling the trade in human beings an unacceptable part of English history. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Associated Press is changing its writing style. On Friday, they decided to capitalize the letter B in the term black when referring to people in a racial, ethnic, or cultural context.
The AP is weighing in on a hotly debated issue. John Daniszewski, AP's vice president of standards, said the change conveys, quote, an essential and shared sense of history, identity, and community among people who identify as black, including those in the African community and within Africa. The lowercase black is a color, not a person, unquote. The news organization will also now capitalize indigenous in reference to original inhabitants of a place. Patrick Frost reporting.
The AP, though, is still debating whether or not to capitalize the word white. Sunday news shows Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina and New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries will be guests on ABC's This Week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Bottom of the hour right now, watching, monitoring Senator Tim Scott's release, the Republican plan for criminal justice, police reform, I would say. But they're just talking about not only bolstering up the police, but also bolstering up the way we do things across the country. And there's a lot of agreement. Hopefully they'll get something done. The goal is before July 4th. So keep your fingers crossed. Brad, Congressman Brad Winstrup also with us. The congressman is celebrating his birthday today, which is always great. When he's on the radio with us, too, to tell us what's happening in the House side, because, as usual, Democrats have dealt the Republicans out. He's a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We can have a conversation about how to name bases. They're trying to divide and whip up a culture war to distract from their failed policies. They have no answer to that, and they want to talk about anything but their actual record.
That's really hard to deny, and that is what's happening. We are talking about Senator Josh Hawley commenting on the war on history, targeting Washington, Jefferson, Jackson, every Confederate general, and just about everyone, everything with Christopher Columbus's name on it, including the District of Columbia. Yes. What is going on with America's past? Why is it in the crosshairs of these street vagrants? We'll talk about it.
Number two.
Fewer police on the street preventing crime and protecting community means more crime. And it's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. And we increased cops and violent crime went down.
That is Senator Joe Biden years ago, 2007. Pressure builds on Biden as his past deeds have liberal groups demanding defund and dismantle. We'll take a trip down memory lane with Sleepy Joe. He was hoping to forget that trip. No one else is, Joe. I have news for you on the left side, the way left side. Plus, Seattle's lawless autonomous zone has been chopped but lives on.
Number one.
Today I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on earth.
It's happening, but will it get done? President issues executive orders on police reform, and reaction is pouring in. Senate Republicans unveil their plan right now. House Democrats as soon as tomorrow. No reason why they can't get this done, but will they? And let's bring in the birthday boy himself, or I should say man, Congressman Brad Winstrup. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Good to be with you this morning.
Watching Senator Tim Scotty. Well, thank you very much, and the audience thanks you, too. Congressman, right now we're watching Senator Tim Scott roll out the Senate idea of police reform. What do you know about it? He was your former colleague in the House. What do you know about it, and what do you guys plan on putting into the House version?
Well, we had a really good conversation yesterday with Senator Scott, with our entire conference. And the House has been involved. Members of the House with the appropriate backgrounds, we feel, have been directly involved with Senator Scott in crafting this bill. And by that, I mean we've had our law enforcement officers participating. We've had people with judicial experience participating. And we've just had members participating that have some insight on the issues or want to have insight on the issues. I think that Tim has done a very good job of putting something together here. One of the key components to what we're talking about here is actually collecting data that can tell the tale of what's going on. You know, as we look at what happened in Minnesota, no one thinks that was right. No one does. And so you have a situation like that we say, look, we've got to take a look at what's right and wrong in our policing. I stand with police. Let's not forget June 14th, just 3 years ago, it was police who saved all of our lives at the baseball field. And, you know, that is something that we have to recognize, and that's why I stand by police. Always have stood by police. That's how I was brought up, to stand by police. But if you have bad eggs, you've got to do something about it. His program, I think, is out to not to demonize our law enforcement, but to bring our law enforcement more into line with appropriate behavior. And, you know, we've got to take a look at having the ability to go after those in the profession that are not acting professionally. And I think that's an important component to what we're talking about. as a doctor, I've been in court one time, and that was against another doctor. Not that I wanted to really go after another doctor, but if this doctor was doing the wrong things over and over again, I felt it hurt our profession to allow that to continue. So I think that's the approach that we're taking. We want an a system that shares information, allows us to make smart decisions. And, you know, the federal government is different than a local. Most of the control is at the local level. We want to be able to fund efforts towards positive behaviors in police enforcement.
Yeah, and by the way, you helped save Steve Scalise's life with your medical background, and we can't forget that day, and I know he never will either. Congressman, I want to get to another major issue in this country, and that is the war on history. In particular interest to me, I always relished our past. I never thought it was perfect. Now, all of a sudden, if it's not, it's got to come down. You know, George Washington had slaves. He's got to be taken off schools. Abraham Lincoln on colonization. Evidently, his statue's got to be taken down in Boston. Andrew Jackson's in Jacksonville. Jacksonville was named after him. Well, we don't like the way he dealt with American Indians, even though he was an incredible general and an outstanding president. Even though he's not a president, maybe you would vote for everything he had. He made a huge impact on this country. They want to take him off out of New Orleans, where he fought the famous battle. You wrote a column in the Washington Examiner talking about our flag on Flag Day and how it constantly got better and constantly changed. Are we missing that part of America?
I think we really are. I mean, I think it is absolutely interesting how many people feel that they are so perfect and have had no flaws in their lives. That's one thing. As they look back now on history. But if you look at history, think about when certain people were born and the system they were born into and how many things that they did to improve the United States of America, to create the United States of America, to lay down the idea of liberty and justice for all, and to lay down the idea of a government of the people, by the people, for the people, to lay down the idea of establishing a more perfect union. And if, you know, it's fine to look back at our flaws, but to be so condemning of people that did so many things that are led and are continuing to lead towards a system of where we don't like injustice, to where we have to, you know, speak up on this. We want to mend our every flaw, as America the Beautiful says. That's the reality that we live in. And so to go back and condemn everyone that were born into certain systems but made a difference in changing that system is what needs to be recognized more than anything else. And, you know, people are going to look back on us today and probably say, can you believe that was going on back then? And I hope that's the case, because we certainly have things we need to continue to improve on. And I think that that's obvious to everyone today. So let's focus on what they did that was positive, and remember the system they were born into and how they sought to improve it.
Right. People are going to, and I always use this analogy, in 2008, Barack Obama said marriage is between a man and a woman. And if 2012, if you said that, you're a homophobe, or you're working against rights. If you believe what Barack Obama believed in 2008, he changed in 2012. Does that mean no school should be named after Barack Obama? We shouldn't buy his book? No. You might agree or disagree with him. He's an historic figure, like it or not. Does it mean that you agree with everything that he agree with or ran on? This never was a debate before. But I think part of the problem is things I hear from people like Senator Tim Kaine. This guy, I never thought was somebody, I thought he was a so-called moderate Democrat. I'm disabused of that with statements like this. Cut 30.
The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it. It got created by the Virginia General Assembly and the legislatures of other states. It got created by the court systems in colonial America and since that enforced fugitive slave laws. We created it, and we created it and maintained it over centuries.
Really? We created slavery? I know America is considered arrogant and we consider everything that we invented, but I'm pretty sure we didn't invent slavery.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that, too, that existed for centuries and centuries and centuries. And That doesn't mean, but we are a country that sought to get rid of it. And that is something that we need to celebrate. There's no doubt about that. You know, and I wrote that piece about the flag because the flag stands for all the things that we do believe in. It's just that some of our people don't always adhere to those virtues and values. So to denigrate the flag, which stands for preventing injustice and liberty and justice for all and equal treatment unto the law and personal freedom and all of these wonderful things, that's what the flag stands for. Don't condemn the flag and what it has stood for and where it has gone and been just because some people don't adhere to those values in our country. We have to continue to work on those that don't adhere to those values. That's really what America is about, and it's a constantly ever-changing thing. And you're right, to reach back and to look at something anybody ever did, you have to look in the context of the time, and that's the only way to do it fairly. And like Josh Hawley said, we can have these conversations, but what's taking place right now is not fair and doesn't do us any good. It's how are we looking forward? I prefer to look forward to the things that America can accomplish and how much better we can be.
How do you feel about what Speaker Pelosi wants to remove all the Confederate statues out of the Capitol?
Yeah, you know, I don't know what's her point with that. It's part of our history. I think it would be silly to ignore our history. Why is that statue there? What does it represent? What does it mean to you? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But to forget, what are we going to try and forget that we had a civil war? I don't think that's a good idea. And so, you know, again, what are we going to do to move forward? And, you know, people can make their own decisions within those states, and they should make the decisions of who they put there. And just like you pointed out with Barack Obama, feeling one way one day and another way years later, states can do that as well with those statues. And maybe that will happen. I don't know. But there are certain things that we suggest take a look at and talk about, but also how is it going to make us better going forward if indeed it's going to.
Right. You served our country. You're a doctor and a congressman, and you just point out, you never said we're perfect, but I think one of the admirable things about America is we always try to be. So don't denigrate it. Work for it. And I wish some of these people taking a knee and complaining would preface it with, I love this country. I want to be a part of it. Frederick Douglass, born a slave, wanted to be an American and was insulted by the fact that people like Abraham Lincoln were saying, hey, we're sorry, we'll send you back to your country or send you back to what previous generations did. They looked at him and said, are you kidding me? I want to be an American. So if they could think that, how dare we do this? Congressman, best of luck. Hopefully you get something done before July 4th.
Hey, thanks, Brian. God bless you.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back for the first time today. Take your calls. Kevin McCarthy at the bottom of the hour. Another decision maker. Don't move. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about the Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah,
and
all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEATS to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. Text BEATS to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox on Justice. In 1890, Roger and Betty Gregory gave over a piece of land in Richmond, Virginia, for the purpose of putting a monument there, a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. The deed for the land says the monument must stay there in perpetuity, and it's still there, despite strong opposition by those who believe the statue memorializes slavery and racism. In the days since the George Floyd killing, Virginia officials renewed plans to remove the statue. William Gregory, who says he's the great-grandson of the donors of the land, sued, and a judge has granted a temporary injunction. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam.
This is a statue that is divisive. It needs to come down, and we are on very legal, solid grounds to have it taken down.
A lawyer for Governor Northam says, like the Civil War and the fight for civil rights, this legal battle will probably take a long time to resolve. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. We're just 1 month away from large-scale human trials of potential COVID-19 vaccines. Three companies are working to come up with the most effective vaccine. The biotech company Moderna expects to begin phase 3 trials in July, working with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Anthony Fauci says some 30,000 people will try that vaccine or a placebo. Also in July, Johnson & Johnson plans to begin vaccine trials, moving the start date up by 2 months. J&J says the testing in the U.S. and Europe will involve more than 1,000 people. The company says it's gearing up with the help of the federal government to produce more than 1 billion doses of the vaccine and make them available next year. And a third company, AstraZeneca, says it will begin phase 3 trials in August. A nervous world awaits. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We believe that our policy positions are one that brings the communities of color into a position of stronger understanding and confidence in the institutions of authority. And we believe that it brings our law enforcement community to a place where they have the resources necessary to de-escalate some of these situations, and frankly, through James Lankford's work on this package, we bring in the opportunity to hire more officers and have more training and have a better perspective on the history.
Yeah, and make the officers better at their job, pay them more for the job. That is Senator Tim Scott giving the details of the Republican plan going forward. Require more disclosure about the use of force. Require reporting of no-knock warrants. Provide incentives for chokehold bans. Grants for the purchases of body cameras, because many of these police precincts are so small and different types. They say, I got to pay my people. I can't afford this these cameras. So when they comply, they get the federal money. They'll get the help. We're talking a little bit of history too. Jack is listening to WSKY in Gainesville, Florida. Jack.
Hey, man, you know, like, they keep tearing down these statues and everything. And, like, what else are they going to take down? Are they going to take down the Constitution? Like, what's next, man? Like, we need more statues. We need more history. This is why, like, you know, they killed American soldiers and everything. We should have a statue to Timothy McVeigh, right? That's what we should do, right?
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, like, we're talking about the Confederate States, right? They killed American soldiers.
So what statues should we have? So Jack, do you want, what statues do you want? Do you want no history? Do you want no history books? Do you think Thomas Jefferson was a great man?
That's why Timothy McVeigh needs a statue. That's why Muhammad Atta needs a statue. Because they also killed Americans. It's part of our history.
Does really? You should definitely keep Timothy McVeigh in our history books. But you don't get a statue. Without Jefferson, we're not the same country. Without Washington, we're not a country. That's different than a killer. If you go and take out the British, or if you do things that are true to that day, they're to be noted. But it doesn't mean that George Washington is less of a great man. It doesn't mean that Jefferson, Monroe, and Madison aren't less great. Because Lincoln was supportive of colonization doesn't mean he was great. Because Lincoln wasn't great. Because Lincoln tried to cut a deal with the South that they could keep their slaves if they just would not secede doesn't mean he was not great. It means he should be studied. And in the entirety, he should be lauded. 45 presidents, they should not move. You don't agree with Jackson? Jackson was an influential figure beyond his 8 years in office. He was part of Martin Van Buren, Buchanan, Sam Houston. It goes on and on and on. I get the sarcasm. You could say whatever you want. But for you to think that because people are historic figures, Charles Manson, a historic figure, doesn't get a statue. Charles in St. Louis. Hey, Charles.
Hey, man, look, I've got to say something about what this guy just said. It's just, I agree with Bush in Texas, putting the armed forces and everybody in front of the Alamo. Because, I mean, what does that have to do with anything that, you know, these people are riding and all over? I'm a semi-truck driver. I come from a very patriotic family. Both my parents were law enforcement. All of my family has been military, including myself, a Marine. And, you know, Trump has done great things, especially for truckers. We got new laws coming out that's going to give us more time to drive. But the gentleman that you had on just a minute ago that did not want to give Trump credit for the bill that's being passed.
James Clyburn.
Yeah, for him to say that, I mean, the Democrats do not want Trump to have any kind of glory right now because they're doing everything they can with blocking his rally because they're saying that it's going to interfere with, you know, what about all these riots and these protests that they're paying?
Exactly. Charles, great caller. Great. Thanks so much for doing the driving.
The news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to the media buzz meter with Howard Kurtz.
Boogaloo, which openly anticipates a civil war, killed one security guard and injured another. So this is pretty troubling. And it shows you how the atmosphere of protest is drawing a lot of fringe extremists who believe in violence. And obviously this needs to be fully prosecuted and that these cities need to take steps to protect the peaceful protesters. And it's not all Antifa.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Fox on Faith.
with Lauren Green.
From a biblical perspective, the coronavirus is not the only deadly pandemic we're facing. There's one that is far older. It's called sin. Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network.
We are all affected by this virus, but that way there's a sin virus for which there is no human cure.
Pastor Rohr says sin begets sin. It was sin that compelled a white Minneapolis police officer to brutally restrain an African-American man, killing him. It was sin that compelled protesters to morph into an angry mob bent on looting and destroying. It is a sin to not see that no matter who we are or what we look like, we are made in the Creator's image.
Without understanding the way that God has created humankind, man and women, and put within us a soul and a heart, without that understanding, we treat human beings like mere animals.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at FoxNews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld.
I guess I should go to you, Loftus. I feel like a lot of these businesses are different, so the decisions are going to be different.
Who knew that the hair salon people were the brave ones? Who knew that's who was going to lead us out of this darkness? If we're invaded, I'm going to hang out with a hairdresser. I'm going to fight for my freedom, and I'm going to look fantastic.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A reunion between a hero nurse and her daughters makes today's Dean's List. The heartwarming moment was captured when Suzanne Vaughn finally reunited with her family after being apart for 9 weeks. Suzanne has been working double shifts for England's NHS at Queen Elizabeth Hospital. After more than 2 months working round the clock in the ICU, she finally had the chance to hug her daughters and to finally put her girls first. In the emotional moment, she quietly creeped up behind the sofa, surprising both Bella and Hetty, who had been staying with their Aunt Charlotte in Peterborough. Suzanne says she brought them to her sister's home because she wanted to keep them safe and because she works in the hospital and was exposing herself to the virus every day. The single mom says it was a difficult decision, but it was a sacrifice she wanted to make. So many others have made the same sacrifices, and she says she wanted to help people and to fight the virus. Thank you to Suzanne and all the hero workers who have risked their lives to help others. We are so grateful. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Let me start by simply saying that too often we're having a discussion in this nation about, are you supporting the law enforcement community or are you supporting communities of color? This is a false binary choice. The answer to the question of which side do you support, it's I support America. And if you support America, you support restoring the confidence that communities of color have in institutions of authority. This legislation encompasses that spirit. It speaks to the fact that we believe that the overwhelming number of officers in this nation are good people.
That is former congressman turned senator Tim Scott, who led the charge for police reform and law and order and criminal justice. And the men in uniform had a seat at the table, as well as did the minority community and those in the community that seemed to understand the big problem. That's why it was a very thoughtful presentation about 20 minutes ago that was put out there by Republicans. Almost 24 hours prior, the president rolled out his executive orders. Now we wait for the House. Minority leader who wants to be speaker, Kevin McCarthy, joins us now. Congressman, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
First off, I know that Tim Scott briefed your caucus. What could you tell our listeners about the highlights of what was presented today?
Well, this is a very good bill and a thoughtful bill, and I want to thank Tim Scott for all the work that he has done on this. He's listened, he's worked with all sides, and it really takes the framework when you think about this. How do we improve performance? How do we have more accountability? How do we have greater transparency? How do you remove a bad cop? Because I'll tell you, the number one people that want bad cops removed are good cops. And what's happened so far in the past is even it's so tough to remove one, they cut a deal where they have nothing on their record. So then they go to another department. So you've got the transparency of the record. You've got other eyes on issues that if it arises, so it doesn't get to the level that we saw happen in George Floyd's instance, that should never happen, and their family deserves justice. We need more training, not less. You look at the study that has done with all the police chiefs, 80% of them request more training. I think a video camera is very important. Protect the officer, protect everyone, and have transparency throughout. We provide funding for that, so even the smallest departments are able to do that. I think it just builds that respect back, helps those cops even train even better. How do we de-escalate the situation? You know, we've always get to look in hindsight at 100%. An officer has to make a decision in a split second with only about 25% of that information. We want to provide them the greatest information we can. Because remember what these people are doing. They're risking their lives every single day. You look at Pat Underwood. He lost his life while defending a courthouse where we believe in equal rule of law, while a van just pulling up, opening a door, and shooting him. They deserve justice for that, and that's what we're working towards.
So the president rolled out his plan, and it's very simple, to the point, what he had control over. And he does want to see chokeholds banned unless, of course, your life is being threatened. He is open to having a social worker or some type of psychologist in a car should they be going to an event that involves homeless, drug use, or more of a social background. No one's talked to the social workers about that. Some of these things co-mingle with what Democrats want. But here's what Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, cut 14.
I can't imagine they wouldn't have a ban on chokeholds. Let's get reasonable. A chokehold is a lynching. It's a strangulation. It's a lynching. I think that that is almost like the lowest common denominator. But again, I'll leave it up to my negotiators.
She goes on, cut 13. You don't have it? Okay, you don't have it. All right, Congressman, I'll tell you what she said. For the leader of the Senate to say it's going nowhere, where we don't want any of it, that's a really disgraceful. We know that we need to have guidelines, trailing databases. We need all those things. Also need to have some serious legislation to make sure it happens nationally. So Senator McConnell has said, what I've been seeing, especially when it comes to immunity, we're not going to do that. That's a poison pill. What can you tell us is coming out of the House?
Well, remember, what the Democrats have done, and this is the difference when you look at Tim Scott's bill. Tim has worked with everybody. The Democrats have written a bill that didn't talk any way with Republicans or anybody else. It's just what they think should happen. When you talk about immunity, let's talk what that is. It's not written legislatively. This is a court drawn where they go after and protect good cops. But if a bad cop does something out of the line of training, you can sue them. But think for one moment if you took that away. Who is going to take the job of being an officer? What's going to happen?
Nobody.
You're going to have to go to – yeah, and you're going to get more bad cops, and you're going to go to hire outside instead of a community base. It's going to be private entities doing this, and no one's going to do the job. We want to make sure our communities are safe. Look, America does not want to see what's happening in Seattle happen across the country. That's the last thing we want to see. But we never want to see what happened to George Floyd. So how do we make those corrections? And that's what Tim Scott does. He goes about, yes, we make chokeholds illegal and make sure that you can't do anything when somebody's handcuffed. But think for one moment. If a cop is into a hand-to-hand fight with somebody, are you going to sit back and say you can't kick or hit or somebody else? That's not going to go through their mind. So you want to make sure you have the training, the de-escalation. And this is what President Trump should get a lot of credit for, what he did in the executive order. He did not sit around for people to do something in Congress and Senate because he sees Nancy Pelosi won't even bring the House back. So how can you work something through? He sees that you don't have input from committees, one hearing markup and out. So he took action, and he took really strong action that lays the framework and the foundation for what we'll do in the end. And that's really what you see Tim Scott's bills doing. And the Senate now says they're going to bring it up before the 4th of July. The only thing that will hold up for us getting law will be Chuck Schumer, because it takes 60 votes of the Senate. Is Chuck going to put America first and make sure that we're able to get this into law?
I'm just curious. I mean, were they negotiating? I should have asked Tim Scott this morning on television. Were they discussing it all with leadership, Democratic leadership?
Look, you've listened to where Nancy Pelosi has been. That's the last thing she ever wants to do. But I've watched Tim Scott reach out to Karen Bass and others within the Black Caucus. He's been working on all sides. I mean, Tim is a statesman. No one's ever said anything different about this man. He's an amazing individual, and he has led this. And I think he's made a real difference, and there's a place and time of why he's leading this.
So if you don't get the 60 votes, if someone's going to pass out of the House, when do you think you're going to have a vote in the House, the Senate,
well, the House
and is it even on schedule? Is it possible? Go ahead.
Well, you know, the House is not even in session, but they have a committee markup today in Judiciary. I imagine we'll see how the Democrats act there. There'll be a lot of amendments that people will want to add in or others. We'll see if they will take those. Remember, our government's designed to find compromise, not just one party or one speaker rule. Then that will whatever comes out of the committee today, we will take up on the House at the end of next week. In the Senate, they're going to try to go to the floor with Tim Scott's bill. And in the House, the Republicans will offer the companion bill of Tim Scott's bill. Hopefully, we get to have a vote on that. And then when it passes the House, the Senate will have a version that passes, and they'll have to go to conference. But Mitch McConnell has already said there's no votes for what the Democrats are wanting to do. But I believe there's an ability to find compromise here and get a law done.
We're talking to Kevin McCarthy. Congressman, right now in almost all the national polls, the president's trailing by almost double digits. In Michigan, double digits, too. He's in danger in Arizona, according to some battleground states, polling in danger. Even in Texas, it's not a wide difference. In Florida, he's trailing by a few points. Do you view the president and your party currently as trailing here in June?
Well, look, our numbers are not at the highest it's been, but let's put everything in perspective. What has this nation gone through in the last few months? We had a virus, one that we did not invite, one that we did not ask to come from a foreign land that had lied to us, end up killing more Americans than the Vietnam War. At the same time, we've gone from the strongest economy down to where 43 million Americans were out of work. And you're complaining, and people complain that the president's numbers have dropped a little. It's amazing that his numbers are not in the teens. What you're seeing, though, is there is a ceiling for this president, that he has such a strong base. What we're seeing, too, coming out of the last weeks, the jobs reports, the retail sales. What's going to happen is, remember when this election is, it's in November. The question will be, who's the best to rebuild the economy, someone who stays in a basement or someone who's getting the job done? Who's best at a time of a crisis? The president showed yesterday he cares about solutions. The question will be, what type of America do you want to see? a socialist one that's happening in Seattle, or a person who wants to rebuild and renew this country. That's where I fundamentally believe this president will win re-election and by a pretty strong margin once Biden comes out and actually has to take a position. That's the fundamental difference. Remember what we're talking about today. This president got his criminal justice reform. Joe Biden prides himself on being the author of the crime bill. We're looking at a challenge within this nation about race. You've watched Joe Biden as VP give the eulogy to Senator Byrd, who was part of the KKK, and called him a mentor. And this wasn't in the 80s. This was just a few short years ago when he was vice president.
Important to bring up, too, there are 50 liberal groups who are pushing the vice president to atone for that. And one of the things to do is to support dismantle and defund. I mean, he's in an interesting spot right now because he wants that portion of the Democratic Party, and they're very much seemingly on the fence with him.
Listen, the more you look at Joe Biden's record, the less America wants him anywhere near the White House. That's probably why he stays in the basement. But the one thing I find is America's going to want somebody who's willing to lead, who makes sure that this next century becomes America's century. And you cannot save America if you do not love this country. And what I've watched happening in Seattle is a fundamental difference, and that's going to be a big difference when it comes to the election. If you want to rebuild this economy, we know who's best to do that because he's done it before and he's doing it now. Who's best to stand up to China? An individual whose son gets billions from China, or an individual prior to ever running for office has warned us what China would do to America and has stood up to them all along the way. And when it comes to the COVID virus, look at what this president's been able to do with testing and others. But more importantly, what he's transformed the FDA. When we're sitting here before the next election and have a vaccine coming out, America's going to sit back and say, President Trump has led well.
Lastly, you have an LAPD. I know you're in California, not in Los Angeles, but they are now going to be defunded. Money's going to be taken away. They might be taken out of the schools. In New York, they're taking them out of cops out of the schools and out of different facilities. Are you concerned about law enforcement in California?
I'm concerned about the safety for Americans. Why would you remove police officers? Why would you cut police officers? This is a time to invest greater in training and accountability. This is the opposite of what you would need to do. That's what you're finding with the socialist views of the Democratic Party. It's a knee-jerk reaction instead of sitting back and saying, how do we solve this? That's what Tim Scott has done. That's why his bill should become law. And that's what we're working towards, a more perfect union.
Got it. Congressman, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. It's an exciting time. I'm optimistic, believe it or not. Maybe I hear a little bit in your voice that something will get done before July 4th.
Look, I am always a happy conservative. I believe this is the greatest nation that's ever been on the face of the earth. Whatever challenge we have, we will rise to the occasion, and that's the moment you see today with this bill coming out, and it's an opportunity for all of us to work together to solve the problems that we face, and we can do it to make this country better. So I thank you for the opportunity to be with you again.
Okay, Congressman, thanks so much. That's Leader McCarthy with that information. And what he's referring to is a press conference that just culminated with Senator Tim Scott leading the charge. Other Republicans also said some few words from Senator Lankford on down, Senator Ben Sass. They all gave their thoughts about their idea of police reform. And law enforcement was at the table. So I am relatively optimistic. Let's see if we can get this done. Back with your calls at 1-866-408-7669.
You're with Brian Kilmeade. Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process.
With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
This is Fox on Justice. Heated debate over proposals to defund the police as an answer to racist treatment of African Americans.
What's it going
to
feel like when you call 911 and somebody says, well, we're on a 30-minute delay because we don't have the people?
Bob Gualtieri heads up the Florida Sheriff's Association. He says defunding is unrealistic.
There are bad guys out there that commit crime and want to hurt people.
Supporters say moving tax money away from policing can improve things. Howard University law professor Justin Hansford points to the opioid crisis.
They found ways to make it a public health issue and not a policing issue.
Georgetown law professor Christy Lopez says people should listen to the ideas instead of reacting out of fear.
And they think about, what if my house gets broken into, or what if, you know, I'm mugged? I need to be able to call somebody. And so they don't understand that it's a call to begin remaking public safety in a very deliberate way.
With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Profile on Hollywood getting back to work after months of COVID-19 shutdowns. California productions can resume on June 12th, subject to rules on testing, physical distancing, virtual auditions, use of PPE, including by makeup artists, and more. As this door starts to open for studios, big movies filming outside the U.S. also share plans. James Cameron and crew flew to New Zealand to film the Avatar sequel. Producer John Landau says he and Cameron are in a 14-day self-isolation. Mission Impossible 7 with Tom Cruise is reportedly getting back in action. Co-star Simon Pegg tells Variety the plan is to start in September with the outdoor stuff. According to The Sun, Cruise is building a COVID-free village on an abandoned UK military site and getting VIP Winnebago trailers. And while movie theaters remain closed, there are a couple theatrical release dates to watch for. Russell Crowe's Unhinged was announced for July 1st. And as of now, July 17th is still set for Christopher Nolan's highly anticipated blockbuster Tenet. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, it's Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for listening. We're just finishing up this hour. It's Father's Day. If you don't mind me telling you, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, Adam Paperback a couple of weeks ago. It's bendable with more information. Just go to BrianKilmeade.com or Amazon or anything else, and you can get it signed. Meanwhile, John, listen on WABC in New Jersey. Hey, John.
Hey, Brian. Great show, as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've just been trying to call for a couple of days. I know you had a guy in last Wednesday or Thursday saying that he thinks that Trump is losing suburban housewives because of his tweets and all that. I think it's opposite. All the people I talk to in northern New Jersey, people who've never voted Republican before, are totally looking to vote for Trump. And I also think the polls, you talk about the polls, as we know, the polls, they don't poll the right people. I've never been polled. Most of my friends have never been polled. I think, as in 2016, the polls are totally wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. Now we're going to get this game on. If we can get on the other side of the pandemic, we can get civil unrest somewhat under control. We could go to more traditional head-to-head matchups and see what's resonating. Sharon, listening in Houston, Texas, that they might be shutting down again. Hey, Sharon. Sharon, you're on. KSEV. Okay. Felt bad. That was 26 minutes. Mike on the Fox News Radio app in California. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Thanks for taking the call.
What's on your mind?
I was calling about the statues coming down, and I really believe that all of that, the systemic racism charges, the removing of history, all of this is just a part of the progressive agenda, which seeks to take away everything. And ultimately, by painting the entire country as racist, all of our founders as racist, therefore the documents they created were racist, and therefore we need to do away with the Constitution. And I believe that's the end game for these progressives.
Don't let it happen. I mean, don't let it happen. They're showing themselves right now. Remember the president said and was laughed at. Soon they're going to want to take down Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, where does it stop? And they said, no, that has nothing to do with it. Robert E. Lee is different. Yeah, Robert E. Lee is different. But they're all being caught up in the vortex of tearing down. Tear down America's history, we should be embarrassed by it. No, we should study it. And we should pay homage to it, because without them, there's no us. 1-866-408-7669. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix? That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and the sunshield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostre. President Trump was back in rally mode Saturday night, telling an audience in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that his reelection campaign has begun. He launched into what he calls the dishonest media, poor Democrat state and local leaders who've allowed rioters and chaos in their cities. And as for the upcoming election in November, he says Joe Biden's a puppet of the radical left and tied him to the destructiveness of recent urban protests.
He's not radical left. I don't think he knows what he is anymore. But he was never radical left. But he's controlled by the radical left, and now he's really controlled. His campaign staff even donated a lot of money to bail out rioters, looters, and arsonists who ravaged Minneapolis.
Federal judge has ruled former National Security Advisor John Bolton can go ahead and move forward publishing his tell-all book, despite efforts by the Trump administration to block the release.
The White House has maintained that publication of the book could expose classified information, and U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth acknowledged the possibility, saying Bolton had gambled with the national security of the United States. Lamberth writes Bolton has exposed his country to harm and himself to civil and potentially criminal liability. But with more than 200,000 copies of the book already distributed to booksellers, Lamberth wrote at this point, attempting to block its release would be futile. The legal fight is likely to continue, however, with the White House saying it'll try to prevent Bolton from profiting off the book. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The standoff between Attorney General William Barr and the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan finally over. Jeffrey Berman stepped down Saturday after Barr agreed that his deputy could replace him. Barr had said earlier in the day President Trump agreed to remove Berman, but the prosecutor remained working. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
The nation's largest movie theater chain has reversed an earlier decision.
AMC Theaters has changed its position on mask wearing less than a day after the company became a target on social media for saying it would defer to local governments on the issue. CEO Adam Aaron says theaters will require patrons to wear masks upon reopening, which will begin in July. AMC Theaters wasn't the first to say it would defer to officials on the mask issue, but it hit a nerve for many, and #boycott AMC quickly became a trending topic on Twitter. John Scott reporting.
Hundreds of people in Paris turned out to protest against racism and police violence in memory of black men who died following encounters with French police or under suspicious circumstances. In fact, demonstrations have erupted across the globe decrying racism and police brutality after the death of George Floyd last month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A $58 billion plan by the nation's largest utility to end a contentious bankruptcy saga has been approved by a federal judge.
A saga that began after Pacific Gas and Electric's outdated equipment ignited wildfires in California that killed more than 100 people, wiped out entire towns, led the company to confess to crimes driven by its greed and neglect. The decision by U.S. bankruptcy judge Dennis Montelli clears the way for PG&E to pay $25.5 billion for losses from devastating fires in 2017 and 2018. Patrick Frost reporting.
Eskimo Pie joining a growing list of brands that are rethinking their marketing in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests. Officials say they are committed to being a part of the solution on racial equality, and they recognize the term is derogatory. Other brands already changing, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, and Mrs. Butterworth. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. a strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
In this country, he's going to be here, and we also have other special guests. We also have Vince Everett Ellison, a African-American conservative speaker and author of the 2019 book The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in their quest for power.
I'll tell you what, it's happening. There's something going on here, and it's too orchestrated, too pervasive, too widespread to think this is not orchestrated. And I'll wait and see while continuing to research and talk to the smartest people on the planet. Meanwhile, 1-866-408-7669, the number to call to be on the show. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We can have a conversation about how to name bases. They're trying to divide and whip up a culture war to distract from their failed policies. They have no answer to that, and they want to talk about anything but their actual record.
That is Senator Josh Hawley talking about the war on history, targeting Washington, Jefferson, Jackson, changing names of schools, ripping down statues, of course, Columbus, because he did this horrible thing called change the world. What does this have to do with police reform? Who is behind this international push to destroy our past?
Number two.
Fewer police on the street preventing crime and protecting community means more crime. And it's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. And we increased cops and violent crime went down.
That is Joe Biden in 2007. The pressure builds on Biden as his past deeds have liberal groups demanding 50 strong to fund and dismantle become part of his vernacular. We're going to take a trip down memory lane with Sleepy Joe, who was hoping we would forget. We won't. Plus, the latest on Seattle's lawless autonomous zone.
Number one.
Today, I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities. These standards will be as high and as strong as there is on Earth.
It is happening, but will it get done? President President Trump issues executive order on police reform, and reaction is pouring in on both sides. Senate Republicans have just unveiled their plan today. House Democrats coming up as early as tomorrow. I think this can get done. Let's bring in Victor Davis Hanson to discuss this and so much more. Victor, thanks so much for joining us, by the way.
Thank you.
Can you tell, do I have a reason to be optimistic something can done of substance before July 4th?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think you should be optimistic. The country's so divided right now that it'll be, I think the vocabulary or the nomenclature will be unifying, but the actual bill, I don't see them working together at all very well, to tell you the truth. There's two different viewpoints of the country right now. And I think it transcends any one issue. I think we're in the middle of a cultural revolution, whether we like it or not, whether we say Antifa had nothing to do with it, as the left is saying now. But we have to get through this, and I don't think it's going to be wise, or they will do right in the middle of a heated, polarized climate, to not only not to change names, we shouldn't do that, but we shouldn't rush through legislation unless it's, you know, it's well thought out. I don't think they're going to be, they're not even there in Washington, so I just don't think there's a climate right now that is conducive. Each side they're under attack by their own supporters. It's polarized. And we have to get through this, Brian. And we're in an iconoclastic craze right now. We're toppling statues, as you said. We're renaming plazas. We're defacing iconic monuments. we're blacklisting people just like we did in the McCarthy era. We're canceling people out. There's violence in the streets. We're in a racial divide. And I can tell you that it's affecting everybody. I mean, I'm just an individual. In the last, I don't know, 3 days, I've had people trying to cancel columns I've written, try to attack me and where I work, and write letters to deplatform me. And I'm not that important. And that's happened to everybody. I know they're going after Fox's Tucker Carlson. And that's what's in that type of climate. I don't see you how you can have reasoned compromise. It's like saying in 1863, are members of the Confederacy going to come to the side? I mean, that's where we are almost. So in 1858, are we all going to sit down and talk about things? You know, before the Battle of Saratoga, is Washington going to talk to the British? It doesn't happen that way. It's not a shooting war, thank God, but we've all got to take a step back and cool off. And that I don't think the left wants to do that right now. So I think the Republicans think we have to have some token or some visible public relations effort so that we're not categorized, demonized, castigated as racist Neanderthals. And I don't think that's the basis for good legislation, but could be wrong.
Taking down the statues... Right. It's unbelievable. The pandemic, the protests, we're witnessing that. And then the economic strife that goes along with it. And then we have the election period and Donald Trump, who everyone has an opinion on. He's the most famous man in the world and vilified and lauded by some. I've never seen supporters so in support. I've never seen detractors so in conflict with him. But I think that the war on history caught me by surprise. Because the Confederate statues now is something people want to take out. The Nancy Pelosi wants to take out of the Capitol. In the dead of night, they're taking down Columbus statues, Confederate statues. And now they're renaming schools because George Washington had slaves. Were you surprised?
No, because all of what you described has been an esoteric discipline in the academic world for years, and nobody paid much attention. So it was sort of like a spring-loaded trap that was waiting for somebody to step on it, and these riots and protests had activated it. And then out of the shadows, millions of people who have been indoctrinated in this ideology that they have the moral right and imperative to change history to suit themselves, they got into action. And they're ignorant because, as you say, they're tearing down statues of abolitionists. And Nancy Pelosi wants to remove statues from the Capitol Rotunda, and yet her own father dedicated a Confederate statue. When these cultural revolutions get to this point, you saw it, Brian, with Me Too. Me Too does not exist now in the sense that Tara Reid, no one listens to her. And I think they should, but they don't. The reason that they don't is because at some point in that revolution, they took down Matt Lauer, they took down Garrison Keillor, they took down Kevin Spacey. They started getting very close to home and politicians, and all of a sudden, these people who were targeted said, there is such a thing called the Fourth and Fifth and First Amendment, and there is such a thing as statute of limitations, cross-examinations, presumption of innocence. When they started cannibalizing their own, they were sort of like the Reign of Terror, Robespierre's, you know, Committee of Public Safety in 1793, and all of a sudden people said, this is getting dangerous because I'm a revolutionary, and they're guillotining their own, and I'm going to stop it. So the Thermidors stopped it. Same thing with Mao and the Cultural Revolution. Once they put dunce caps and started clubbing people with eyeglasses that were close to Mao, he stopped it, and then he died, of course, and his successor stopped it. And what's happening now is when you are putting people like Dan Abrams, a virulent Trump hater, and his analysis of the Russian quote-unquote hoax for 2 years, and when you say that he's a right-wing guy with a cop show and he can't have his cop show, then he's not going to be sympathetic to that. And when you go after Pelosi's father and the statue that he put in, also, people aren't going to be sympathetic. And when you go after Rod Simone, the self-styled insurrectionist with his AR-15 in Chaz or whatever it's called now, because he has a history of homophobic tweeting and he doesn't cut the mustard, at some point people are looking at each other and saying, you know what, this is out. And so what you see see the last 48 hours is a concentrated effort by the New York Times, Washington Post, NPR, the whole engines of the mainstream media to say that Antifa has nothing to do with this. This is all a slur, and that Mr. Simone is not a warlord, and they're all paranoid that they're just... The tipping point has been reached, and they know that the backlash is coming. They're just afraid. They don't know how big it is. But there's certain little indications that are not their polls that worry them, like 1.1 million people signed up for a Trump rally, or a record sales of guns in May, 1.7 million, or a gun with a win, the biggest DV now on Amazon, or 20% spike in real estate sales from people trying to leave these cities suddenly. And when they look at that, they say, maybe we can't trust the NBC poll. Maybe these people are a silent majority. I thought the demographic had changed and they were irrelevant. And so they're starting to think, you know what, cool it. And I'm saying they, I'm referencing the Democratic DNC. They're worried about it. And it doesn't help. So I think that this revolutionary fervor is now in the downward slope. And we're going to see, once it starts cannibalizing leftists, they stop it pretty quick.
Yeah, remember Al Franken in the mix of that. Victor, that was so well put in perspective. Yeah. I'd like to interject, but you were plowing the new ground. I'm going to add this. Mark Wahlberg, and when he was 17 years old, got in some trouble in Boston chasing a black kid. He has to apologize for that. Howard Stern, one of the most talented people I ever heard on radio. I've heard him for 25 years. Now they found him doing blackface. He did the craziest things you could ever imagine on television and on radio. They found him making comments, racially insensitive comments. He had to deal with that on Monday. Jimmy Fallon, blackface in an SNL skit. He had 2 weeks where he was allegedly canceled, the host of The Tonight Show.
I know. How about Quentin Tarantino and the N-word that his shows routinely, his movies have put in? Now he's under the gun again. And it's going to go on and on and on. As cultural revolutions do, they're holistic. They examine everything from cartoons to sports. And we're way beyond, tragically, George Floyd. That was a terrible thing that happened. But the left has used that. And he's now... He's secondary to this. This is the left step forward and hijacked this protest. And they said, you know what? We didn't get this agenda in the Democratic primary. Our candidates could not get 51% on reparations, the New Green Deal, wealth tax. But this progressive socialist agenda has a second life now. And we're going to ram it down your throats. And that's where we are. And notice that there's all these peripheral things that come up. You know, let's pack the court suddenly again, pack the Supreme Court, get rid of the Electoral College. So there's an agenda, and poor Joe Biden is the unknowingly avatar of it. They think that they can take him and inflate him and carry him to the finish line, and then their vice president, which will be one of these people, these progressives, they'll get the agenda in the back door through Biden.
Don't let him speak. You know what? You're 100% right. He got a letter... A letter was composed yesterday from 15 national progressive groups demanding that he come clean on his past tough take on criminal justice, his criminal justice reform that he put forward
And what's the subtext of that,
he did in the 90s.
Yeah, you know what the subtext of that is.
That with my agenda, or you're not going to get elected.
Exactly. And then the private email was, you can maybe get... we might compromise on somebody like Susan Rice or Kamala Harris, but we would like Stacey Abrams or more radical. But this is what we want. And Joe Biden, to the degree that he's cognitively aware of what's going on, he doesn't have free will. So they're going to make him an empty vessel. They're carrying him across the finish line, but he's going to have a hard, progressive vice president that, with a wink and a nod, sort of like getting rid of Henry Wallace and putting Truman on the 1944 ticket when everybody knew Roosevelt was not going to last much longer as president. And it worked. We got rid of a communist and we got a hardcore good guy, Truman. This is the opposite situation. We're going to get a hardcore socialist that they think will be president sooner than later. And when you add all these other things, Brian, we have this revolt of the generals. These are sober and judicious people that are saying things, you know, like General Allen, the government in the United States ended by Trump on June 1st, or David Petraeus, suddenly at the age of 70, I realized that Fort Bragg and Fort Benning were what? You know, they were racist. Well, maybe they were, but it doesn't take, you know, I'm not a genius, but at the age of 18, I knew who Braxton Bragg was. I knew he was a racist mediocrity, and I knew why they named Fort Bragg over him. And it wasn't to promote racism. It was to get Southern support for military funding by putting necessary bases in the South with a wink and a nod idea that the Southerners would get to name them, and then we would have troops down there if they ever tried anything again, and it would help the U.S. And that's the whole context. And if you ask a Green Beret person, are you ashamed of Fort Bragg affiliation? They would say, I don't even know who that guy was. I like the name Bragg. But to make that an issue in a time of chaos is absurd.
Nice.
It's like rewarding the guy with a bullhorn rather than the legislator whose purview is to discuss these things rationally. And when you add, you know, I really adore Jim Mattis, but when he writes that Trump has made a constitutional mockery, and we have to unite without him, and only a small number of protesters are violent, that's not factually accurate. And why?
Of course it wasn't. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
I couldn't either. And I think what's happening is a stampede, Brian, and people are trying to show that they're not racist or right-wing, and they're doing some very dangerous things.
Victor Davis Hanson, you wrote these columns on it. Look up these three columns. You talked about all this stuff, and you also plowed new ground with us. I can't thank you enough for trying to bring some sanity and clarify what we're going through right now. Talk to you again, Victor.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Your call's next.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
Paid for by Lose Debts. Did you know that the average American household owes over $16,000 in credit card debt? These credit card companies try to lure you in with low starting rates or tons of airline points just to jack up the interest rates after a few months. Before you know it, you're in over your head and struggling to make the minimum payments. It's important to know you're not alone, and Lose Debts has helped thousands of good people just like you avoid the expensive and lengthy bankruptcy process. With our debt reset program, your debt can be reduced by more than half, and all future interest will be eliminated, making you debt-free in as little as 24 months. This is not a loan, and unlike other companies, we do not charge upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. Best of all, we provide a 100% money-back guarantee. What are you waiting for? Speak to our agents today at 800-340-3365. That's 800-340-3365. Quit losing sleep over your debt payments. Call us for help. 800-340-3365. Again, 800-340-3365.
Saving you money on Linda Bell with the Fox Business Network. If you're looking to buy a home in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, there are a few things you need to know. Natalie Campisi, senior mortgage reporter at Bankrate.com, says don't expect to get a deal. Inventory is low, so there aren't a lot of options out there for buyers.
It's really important to get an agent who knows the area and can sort of help you navigate the local market.
She says many sellers are still reluctant to let buyers into their homes, so you most likely will have to rely on FaceTime
or Zoom to view houses you want to see.
And then if you're really interested, set up a private tour with your real estate agent, and they'll sort of walk you through the home that way.
Campisi says while interest rates are at historic lows, credit has tightened. So if you don't have a score of 700 or above, it may be difficult to qualify for a loan, but not impossible.
You're going to probably pay a little bit more in fees and a higher interest rate, things like that.
Saving you money, I'm Linda Bell, Fox News.
This is House Call for Help. This could have been very bad, but somehow it wasn't. The Great Clips Hair Salon in Springfield, Missouri reopened in early May. Hundreds of customers came in. Precautions were taken, but unbeknownst to the customers and the salon's managers, two stylists had symptoms of COVID-19, and sure enough, they tested positive. It's believed the two stylists saw 140 people. Missouri health officials immediately began contacting and testing customers and coworkers. But now, a month later, they've found no additional infections from that Great Cuts salon. The county health director attributes that to everyone wearing masks, social distancing, and staggered appointments. Local health officials say they're encouraged by this news and plan to study the steps taken by the salon to minimize risk. As for the two stylists, they've recovered and are out of isolation. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
The Sam did it for me. He used it. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood, for so he can have the blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Andre, listen to News 96.5 in Orlando. Hey, Andre.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you, Brian, for taking my
good, man.
Call.
No problem. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
How do you feel about taking down these statues? That's what you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Me being American, a proud American, a black American, I don't think taking down statues would change anything. As a matter of fact, it should be more statues of great pioneers, such as Frederick Douglass, Lewis Latimer, and
absolutely.
More. Yeah, so just my opinion. I'm not a big politician guy or follow politics that well, but I love your show, and I just think tearing down statues won't solve anything. That's my comment and my opinion. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Andre, Frederick Douglass wanted to be an American. He was born a slave and was a fugitive for 8 years. At any moment, he could have lost his freedom. Through all the Civil War, he still wanted to be an American. Booker T. Washington, born a slave, up from slavery, the name of his book, still wanted to be an American, made our country better along the way. If you think we're not perfect now, think about it then. But it didn't mean we weren't doing a lot of right things then. So there's something behind this that I find very unsettling that's not Democrat or Republican, and I have yet to figure it out. But I will. 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to talk more about this when we get back, including an Oklahoma State coach that wore this shirt of a conservative network and had to apologize or he's going to lose one of his best players. I am not kidding.
Did you
you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Tim Murtaugh, welcome to the program.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
How do you gauge the effect of the coronavirus on this election?
It's a time when the president's leadership came out. I think the direct contrast between what people have seen from the president and what people have not seen from Joe Biden, and quite literally not seen Joe Biden.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
It's amazing. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir did, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Good Samaritans who found a whole bunch of money blowing down a highway in South Carolina makes today's Dean's List. Linwood Woody Smith and Jonathan Omar Saldivar found the cash blowing along Highway 17 in Georgetown County. The police department posted on Facebook, as a result of their quick and honest actions, the money was returned to the elderly owner who was searching for it. Thanks to the duo, the sheriff's office proclaimed them honest men and posted a picture of them smiling alongside the patrol vehicle. Community members praised the two men as well, including a few people who apparently already knew them. One of the comments read, "Wouldn't expect anything different from Woody." The act of kindness comes as many people around the country, of course, are struggling with unemployment, layoffs, and shuttered businesses due to the coronavirus. Anyone else who found money in the area is also asked to contact the sheriff's office. In the meantime, thank you, Linwood and Omar, for doing the right thing. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you look across this range, you can look at education, obviously health disparities we talked about. At the root of these is racism and institutional racism. It's not just an individual thing, it's a systemic thing. So we have to draw that connection if we're going to be able to disentangle it from our systems. And that's going to require policy change, it's going to require budgetary changes. And that's why I think it's important to call it and name it as a public health crisis.
Wow, William Juwanbo of Montgomery, Maryland. He's a county council member. He wants racism to be categorized as a health crisis. I'm not sure I can sign on to that. Vince Everett Ellison is a black conservative and author of the 2019 book, The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. Hey, Vince, everything you wrote about is happening.
Yeah, man, I called it. Then, Brian, thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. It's like a Mike Tyson left hook. You know it's going to come, always. I wrote this book after I grew up on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee, and was in the church, and we had a family singing group called the Ellison Family, so I got to know the church very well. After college, I worked in a prison for 5 years, maximum security prison in South Carolina, and I saw so many black men being locked up my age, and I thought we had overcome. And I started asking the question, what was going on? And the black intelligentsia told me it was those dirty, rich, white Republicans. They're locking up all these black men. So I resigned my post and started a nonprofit to nail these Republicans to the walls. When I got to the black community, I found out something interesting. There were no rich, white Republicans down there, only black Democrats. And it was three in particular that were making a lot of money off of the chaos. And I called them the Iron Triangle. Most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civic organizers. And they're controlled by the white liberal establishment that pay them to ensure that they get 90% of the black vote every election year so they can stay in power. And they don't care what it takes, hook up by a crook, keep them ignorant, keep them poor, keep them fighting one another, but we want 90% of the vote. And so that's where you have the souls to the polls, that's where you have the terrible schools, that's where you have this absolute oppression in the black community. And it's all about the Democrat Party. If you want to end systematic racism, you'd have to outlaw the Democrat Party.
And by the way, that's what history says. I mean, people forget Lincoln was a Republican. They forget the KKK were Democrats. So, I mean, this all reversed in the 60s when it came to civil rights reform, and LBJ knew exactly what he was doing. By the way, there's this guy running for president called Joe Biden. Here's what he said in 2007 about crime. Cut 21.
Fewer police on the street preventing crime and protecting community means more crime. And it's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. We went through this whole debate during the 80s and 90s when I was told the Biden crime bill would have no impact because we've tried it before. We never tried it before. We never increased that many cops before. And we increased cops and violent crime went down.
So that's a fine message. It's not the message liberal Democrats want to hear and the 50 liberal groups that wrote him demanding he start adopting to fund and dismantle. This guy has either got to change totally how he feels, run from his past record, apologize, and then sprint to the left or he's through.
Well, Joe's an old dick crap. You know, he sees black people through the same prism that the old Southern Democrats during the Civil Rights Movement sees us. He got Jim Clyburn's endorsement because Jim Clyburn has been in power 27 years, and he has one of the poorest, most crime-ridden, most ill-educated districts in the whole United States of America. But they see that as a utopia. Listen, the Washington Post put out a story June 4th that said that there has been no narrowing in the wealth gap since 1968 between black and white people. The DNC platform this year, it cited a Harvard study that said that the public schools are more segregated now than they were before Brown versus Board of Education. We have 10 times more black men in jail than we had in the 60s. The schools are worse. The family has disintegrated. There's a cultural genocide in the black community. And Joe Biden says he's proud of it. He said with his own mouth, I'm proud of what's going on in the black community. I am proud of my record. So this means that these guys are not going to change it. He's going to keep it going, and he's going to expand it. We have the lowest life expectancy of any group in the industrialized world, and we have more government health care than anybody. And what do they want to do? They want to expand government health care. the educational system is the worst educational system in the whole industrialized world. And instead of giving these children school choice like Donald Trump wants, they want to expand their health care system. We are being hunted. Now, they say that they're being hunted in the inner city by white police and by gang. And what is their plan? To continue to disarm the citizens and restrict their unalienable right to defend themselves. And I mean, why don't the people just be expeditious and blow their own brains out? You know, we are electing, the black community is electing the very people that are destroying them. And Donald Trump, on the in the short end, is the best chance we have to stop some of this craziness.
Now, a lot of people listening right now would almost say, you got to be kidding me. Donald Trump, you know, he has no history of attacking race issues. Why would Donald Trump be the guy? What do you see in Trump that so many in the black community don't?
Donald Trump supports school choice, letting black children out of these schools that are not educating them. Some of these schools have children that are not proficient in reading and math at all. Trump supports your right to defend yourself. We saw during these riots, if anything came good out of these riots, it was the fact that every argument against the Second Amendment has been obliterated. We saw these liberal Democrat mayors tell the police to stand down and allow mobs to destroy their property and put their lives in jeopardy. So Donald Trump will give you the right to defend yourself, which is an unalienable right given you by God. It shouldn't be taken away by government. He also is going to support the strong jobs, strong economy. He's going to keep out illegals. Now, legal immigration is fine. But illegal immigrants, they always compete for space, for schools, for jobs, for housing, for wages, government services. Some of them bring down crime, some bring drugs. Trump is going to stop the government from violating your religious liberties. He's going to allow you to pray in schools, going to allow you to come together and pray and worship the way you want. And he's going to not allow this government health care system to take over the system that is actually killing more black people than the private system. And Donald Trump is letting the black men out of jail that Joe Biden locked up. I mean, and that's just some of it.
Vince Everdell, I got to bring you. Well, Vince, your point is so relevant right now more than ever. Vince Everett Ellison, our guest, his book is called The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and Americans in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. So you mentioned James Clyburn, and you mentioned he is the kingmaker who gave the nomination to one of the worst candidates I've ever seen, to the point where he wasn't even being engaged on debates because people felt bad for Joe Biden. Next thing you know, he is the nominee. So you look at what Trump did. You might despise him. This is a fact. He did the criminal defense reform. He actually went out and is financing black colleges. He did the opportunity zones, incentivizing major corporations to start revitalizing urban and rundown communities. So listen to James Clyburn last night with Brett Baer, Cut 8.
What do you say to him?
None of that's true. The fact of the matter is...
None of that's true?
None of that is true. I went to an HBCU. I'm a graduate of South Carolina State University. I have been fighting for HBCUs all of my life. This is not the most money that's ever gone to HBCUs. That is just absolutely...
So what about the First Step Act or opportunity zones?
Well, the president signed that bill, but Cedric Richmond wrote much more of that bill than the president ever read. So I know how the bill got done.
The bill got done because the president signed it. Barack Obama never signed it. To his credit, Hakeem Jeffries and Cedric Richmond wrote a lot of that bill. He denied the president did any of this. And what I led to was Tim Scott was outlining all these things that the president has done. And he just says it's not true, and he gets away with it.
Yeah, James Clyburn has been an old Democratic machine guy for years. If Donald Trump cured cancer, he would not support it. You know, it's just what it is. I mean, your listeners can go to my website, Brian, at irontrianglebook.com. Irontrianglebook.com. They can see how to purchase the book, their blogs, and there's a lot of stuff there, a lot of information for them. But the only thing that's going to save this right now in the long term is for Christians to understand that we have to go back and get our brothers and sisters. We have to remind them who they are. See, if you understand and know who you are as a Christian, and 85% of black people say they are, they will understand that they cannot be victims. they will understand that they are not what the left say they are. They will understand that they are not helpless. They are not despised. That they are not oppressed. They will understand that they are more than conquerors. And this is why they cannot affect me. I know who I am. You cannot. It's not about racism. It's how you respond to racism. We can't control what happens to us. We can only control how we respond to what happens to us. So you build yourself a shelter against racism. You inoculate yourself against it. You get a vocation where you're so good at it that your color doesn't matter. You whatever your faith, you practice it. And then you love one another. And if someone comes around you that is trying to hurt you, you arm yourself so that they cannot take away your life, your liberty, or your property. That's how you defend yourself against racism and bring good people around you, push bad people away. That's the whole argument.
So, Vince, when you see statues of Confederate generals, when you see statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, do you want to take them down because one fought for slavery and one had slaves?
That is a diversion. We should start tearing down crack houses before we start tearing down monuments. We have many more things in the black community to be concerned about right now. That is a Taliban action. The Taliban is erasing, was trying to erase history all over the Middle East, history that they did not like. And we need to be careful. Because right now, some of these liberal governors and mayors have the power to do so. But when it is flipped and the power gets in the hands of another side and they start taking out monuments and naming Martin Luther King Jr., taking down streets and renaming streets to people that they care about, they're going to have an attitude. It is crazy to try to apply our standards to 17th century and 18th century people. It's our history. We learned from it. You don't change it. We have our Constitution and our Bible. Our Bible makes sure that we have the Old Testament so we can see how far we've come when Jesus Christ saved us. We have our Constitution that said at one point I was 3/5 of a human being, said that women couldn't vote, but we keep it. We don't erase it so that we can see how far we've come. It is part of our history.
And we changed
it. To deal with all
and
of
we changed it.
Yes, we changed it. And we know how far we've come. And it's the good, the bad, and ugly, but it's us. And everybody had a hand in it. Black, white, there were black slave owners. We know that to be true. There were black people that sold us from Africa. We know that to be true. Nobody's hands are clean in this history. This is foolishness. And they use these deflections, and when you go down there, not one black child has an education, not one black child is fair, not one family is together, and not one child is brought to Christ. This is nothing but deflection, and that's all they ever do.
Well, I'll tell you how things are reversed. So, for example, if I come out and say 75% of white children are born out of wedlock to a single mom, obviously out of wedlock to a single mom, obviously, I'm distracting. Well, that's not saying that cops are right and they're not targeting African Americans. But where does the lack of family structure figure in the struggles right now in the black community?
Tell you a real quick story. Martin Luther King, when Moynihan did the report in 1965 and brought it to Lyndon Johnson and said, we have to put the black man back in charge of his family to save the black family and the black community. Johnson says, take it to the civil rights community. This is in the book that David Garrow wrote, and I have it in my book. And they talked about when Moynihan took this Moynihan report to the civil rights community, and the civil rights community completely rejected it. As a matter of fact, it was said in the book that it was amazing that Moynihan got out of that room alive. They rejected it and wanted Johnson to put in the man out clause. And the man out clause said that you only get money if you have children and you're unmarried. And that's what the federal government did. And in one generation, we turned from being 80% of our children being born with two parents' families to 80% being born out of wedlock. And that was because of the civil rights movement and the liberals and the Democrat Party that took it over because they got the black vote, and the black vote voted Democrat completely. And this is where we have to have our fight. 100%, there's an old vaudevillian term that says 90% of every gig is showing up, and conservatives don't show up. Democrats do.
True.
And this is why they beat us.
Yep.
It's not because their plans are better. It's because they show up and we don't. And Donald Trump is the first one to start that showed up since Lincoln went to Richmond in 1865. He's the first one to talk to the
I'm
going to
add something else. I was embarrassed for Mitt Romney. He all of a sudden is marching with Black Lives Matter.
This guy got 7% or 8% of the black vote, didn't even try for it for when he ran for president twice. And now all of a sudden, because it would hurt Trump or he just had a revelation, he says, we got to start doing this more. Really? He never showed up in any black areas. And George W. Bush, who I think is going to be considered a much better president than he is right now in the future, he turned down invitations to appear. And that's a big mistake. Republicans didn't try.
Yeah, they need to start showing up. And this is why I'm telling my Christian brothers and sisters, we have to start going over politics. We have to get back into missionary work and evangelizing like we did before. We're supposed to evangelize to each other. We're supposed to hold each other up. And we're afraid to go down there now because we know there's a lot of pressure to perform in the black community when it comes to politics. And there's swift retribution to anyone that steps out of line. I just happen to be one of those guys that worked in the prison for 5 years and they don't scare me. No, they don't scare me. Matter of fact, I seek the contact.
Got
so
you.
if they want to throw down, let's throw down. Because the truth is on my side. I'm protected by a power that they cannot see. I know who I am. I know who my father is. That's why I walk in my country and I am an American. If somebody walks up to me and tells me that he's superior to me, I laugh at them because I know it's ridiculous. I support the Second Amendment.
Vincent.
I support the First Amendment. And we live here as men. That's who I am.
Vincent Everett Ellison, awesome. Fantastic talking to you. And if you're listening right now and you want to do something good today, pick up his book, The Iron Triangle. Vince, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for helping the show so much.
Hey, Brian, we watch you every morning. Angeli, you guys are great. God bless you for the work that you do. Really, really. We don't know what we'd be without you guys.
I hope you never find out. Back in a moment.
Hey, you probably have heard hundreds of the Balance of Nature success stories that are played on the radio every day, each hour sometimes. And I want to tell you that not one of these guys are actors, these ladies are actors in their ads. They are real people who have real results, and they receive tens of thousands of success stories each year. So they share them. Their secret to real success is using real food. You can see and smell and taste the difference in the products compared to others. All their ingredients are simply fruits and vegetables. It is that simple. You know what else is great about Balance of Nature? Sometimes I'm in too much of a rush to eat great. Sometimes you don't feel like defrosting some vegetables. When you order, sometimes you forget to order some fruits and vegetables if you're having things delivered to your house. So that's why Balance of Nature is my answer. Don't wait to see what your daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Brian, B-R-I-A-N.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary 2-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Everyone Talks to Liz.
You have to come clean and accept it and take full responsibility for it, and then just make sure that somewhere in your mind you chalk it up to, okay, you learn from great experiences when you win, but you also learn from all those experiences where it doesn't feel good and you've fallen and you scraped your knees.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to the media buzz meter with Howard Kurtz.
Boogaloo, which openly anticipates a civil war, killed one security guard and injured another. So this is pretty troubling. And it shows you how the atmosphere of protest is drawing a lot of fringe extremists who believe in violence. And obviously this needs to be fully prosecuted and that these cities need to take steps to protect the peaceful protesters. And it's not all Antifa.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
He did not want them to be without the equipment that they needed. So there was not enthusiasm about going out and everybody buying a mask or getting a mask. We were afraid that that would deter away from the people who really needed it. Although there appeared to be some contradiction of, you were saying this then, and why are you saying this now? Actually, the circumstances have changed.
What he's saying is he lied. In a time in which he could have said, get a bandana, don't use a mask, because they need him at the hospital, we all knew. There'll be no one, I don't care the richest, most affluent person, walking around with a mask, because they'd be vilified because they'd be keeping it from a nurse or a doctor. So he lied to us for a few months. And if it's true that masks help, put us in additional danger. Anthony Fauci, who also told baseball, don't play deep into the fall. Who are you? What are you doing? Why are we still listening to him? Brian Kilmeade here. Pick up Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. You can believe anything in that book.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. Nugenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. Nugenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah, and all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.